to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Are you retarded? It's not a rhetorical question. Are you retarded? Are you retarded?
Talk about perfect timing, folks.
As we go into our brand new break here, he has arrived. The man himself is here.
Ladies and gentlemen, hey, give him a round of applause. Major Bill Smith. Mage, beautiful to see you, baby.
Oh, beautiful to see you. Major. God bless America and God bless Elvis Presley.
Major, it's good Bill to see you. How are you, buddy? Good to see you.
What?
It's great to see you. It's great to see you, Major. I'm real happy to be with you, baby. It's great to see you. How you doing, man?
Oh, man, I'm hanging in. How do me and Don get younger every year?
And how do we get so damn good looking, man?
That's it.
That's it.
Well, Muhammad Ali said about him and Elvis, he said, God, we're a couple of good looking dudes.
That, of course, the million-dollar picture we've got of Jesse Jackson, Elvis Presley, Muhammad Ali.
That's all for today. That's all for today.
That was nice.
That was
what a lovely little flashback.
Yeah. That was for our platinum card listeners.
God, I miss him.
Those who would know what that was all about.
It sounded to me like we were on the road. Were we on the road?
We were in Memphis.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
For Ebba's death day.
Yeah, right around this time of year, too.
We were.
Are you retarded?
No, it's
not a rhetorical question. Are you retarded?
Yes. Yes, I am. And that, of course, was the great Major Bill Smith. Everybody have some Orange Ruffy.
The late great.
Have some lima beans. Have some potato salad. Have
German potato salad. Baby limas. Potato salad. I'm not feeling too perky, though.
That was much, much earlier than when you called him and said, hi, Mage. And he said, not today.
Not today.
I'm just not feeling too perky.
Not really up for it now.
So,
hello, Don.
Hi, and welcome. Listen, welcome to the show.
Yes.
That's just a tease. Right, we're going to run that sometime in Dust Up, right?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I think we should.
Yeah. Is it the same show where we had you eat the donuts?
No, this is 2 years before that. This might be the year of the Memphis riot.
Uh-huh. When we got thrown out of the shopping center.
Yeah. Thrown out of Graceland. You know, two places, no lie. Here's some show trivia for you if you're a new listener in one of our new markets.
Right.
There are two places we can never go to do the radio show. And we're actually pretty proud of this.
Sure.
Walt Disney World.
I'm proudest of that. And I'm proudest of the reason for that, because we ask people about their wedgies during the summer.
And Graceland. We used to go to Graceland every year to broadcast on Elvis' death day. Now it's just a big annual show. We do Elvis' birthday and Elvis' death day as only we can.
I so miss going to Memphis in August. Yeah, you know, the humidity.
Yeah, but Mike, we'll always have Danny's. Great strip club, you see, right as you're coming off the interstate into Memphis.
Danny's just about the only thing that made Memphis tolerable. And the Peabody Ducks.
Well, yeah. We used to go all the time and broadcast, and then the last year that we went down there, and we would go whole hog for this show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we had an RV with a satellite dish, and we would talk to these Elvis idiots, and we actually snuck the microphones. It was just right on the cusp of wireless technology.
Right.
So the van with the receiving unit had to be very close outside. We actually got inside Graceland with our microphones, broadcast from Elvis's grave.
Yeah. And got thrown out when we started laughing at the Elvis teddy bear.
It was the oversized floral bouquet. Beetlejuice head. It was a full-size Elvis body.
Wow. Right.
Like Elvis in jumpsuit made out of roses.
Like this big, beautiful jumpsuit. And then a photograph of Elvis's head that was too small for the body.
And it looked like at the very end of Beetlejuice when Michael Keaton's head gets real small.
And it was right next to the gravesite, and we started laughing uncontrollably, and we were asked respectfully to leave.
Oh, that's bad. Then our names were put on a list, and we know because we tried to get back in. Two places on Earth have the names, Don and Mike. Of course, I've gone to Disney World since with my kid. I know you have with yours.
They'll take our money.
Sure. We can just just never do a radio show from either of those places.
No, and that's the way it's been for a very, very long time. I'm most proud of Disney World, you know, because all things Disney, whenever I see them, I say, we've been banned from Disney World.
And if you think back, when we used to broadcast from Universal Studios when they first opened,
right?
That was because we called Universal Studios and said, we hate Disney, and we've been thrown out of Disney.
Yep.
This was when they were just first building Universal Studios, before it is what it is
and
now.
And they were a second choice, because we called SeaWorld first.
We just wanted so badly to get back at Disney.
And hasn't SeaWorld been absorbed by Disney now?
Maybe. Yes, I think so.
Just about everything has.
Yeah. Don't our wives go there sometimes?
Well, that's the other show, Rob. Let me just say, hello.
Oh, hi.
Hello there, Mr. Shannon. What a lovely, humid, muggy day.
This is Michael Scott Shannon, a professional New York DJ, and with a big shout-out, as the kids say, to Major Bill Smith with all the success he had with Hey, Hey, Paula, I Want to Marry You.
Nothing like that great old music I always say, Mr. Shannon. I love the music, and so does Granny.
He was a great record producer, and we're producing great hit records today.
And unfortunately, now he's on the other side of the dirt.
Right here. With your favorite radio station, Crazy Time.
You're always going to have a table waiting for you at Hank's Look Around Cafe.
That's true.
Of course, this portion of the show brought to you by Hank's Look Around Cafe. I meant to press that one.
That's correct.
Good guy time, groaner time. Here we go.
I'm ready.
What type of crayon does Melissa Etheridge buy for her kids?
I don't know. What type of crayon does Melissa Etheridge buy for her children?
Gayola.
Oh.
They're still making good music today. Hi, this is Scott Shannon.
And I'm Milburn Drysdale, president of the Commerce Bank of Beverly Hills.
When you want the hottest hits, it's the Scott and Mill Show.
Call me Mill.
Very soon.
I'm Mill Drysdale.
Jessica Simpson will be joining us.
Very exciting.
With her sister, and Ashley.
Yes.
Ashley and Jessica coming up.
I'm an enormous fan. You want to know why?
Why?
Because she makes a lot of money.
What old school rock band has all of its members wearing long raincoats? London Fog Hat.
Oh, my God.
Slow Ride.
Oh, my God.
Take it easy.
Is that the last one?
No, it's not.
Oh, this will save it.
With Michael Scott Shannon and my friend, the rich guy,
Mill Drysdale.
Before The Apprentice, there was Mr. Drysdale.
There was Milburn Drysdale.
And let me just say, this is Scott Shannon, professional DJ for those who serve. What is R. Kelly's favorite national landmark?
What?
The Statue of Puberty.
Hey, now.
The Don and Mike Show.
Wow. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
We are. Here she comes every day walking. This is Julia.
Hello.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy, himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and his soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Oops, hi.
Hey, Mike. Yeah, Rob? Hot enough for you? Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Pornographer, and all the ships at sea. The sun of a man named Gustav, Don Geronimo, and Michael Miro.
Okay. Are you retarded?
Yeah.
That's a rhetorical question.
All right.
Are you retarded?
Yeah, thank you.
Hello.
Hello. And hi, thank you for listening to Don and Mike Show. New episode on this Wednesday.
Wednesday,
right. 08-04-04.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Howdy, Buzz. Yeah, new episode. Thank you for listening. It is August 4th, 20-04.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Here's the phone number from anywhere in America.
No.
877-365-3636.
We're like well into August now.
Oh, just the beginning. It is. Just in the get-go stages.
Man, where does it start?
From Canada, 800-636-1067. Washington, D.C., if you're hearing us on WJFK FM, call 202-432-1067.
I'm with you now, Rob. I'm really... When you put the thumbs down when Don mentions Canada, I'm with you now. I've come over to that side.
Not me.
Like I always do, boys. I always come over to the evil side. You know
Canada.
I do. It might take years, it might take days, but I always end up there. And with Canada, it's a little quicker than I anticipated.
Hey, who's the new Canadian you were telling me about the other day? It wasn't a work. It was like during real lifetime.
Celebrity Canadian?
Yeah, celebrity Canadian. Rob threw one out, and I had no idea that this person was a celebrity Canadian.
He knows them all, you know. He's got a book.
Yeah. It was just one of those things. We were just talking, just, you know, just here, there, everywhere.
I can't
just
think of it.
Okay, well, if it comes to you, because it surprised me.
Right.
It surprised
you
me.
You never know. It's hard to tell.
It surprised me to the point that I know if it had been a current or even past recording artist, I would have immediately burned all of his or her records.
That oversized melon will spew it out when you least expect it.
Was it a recording artist?
No, it was not. It was not a singer.
Was it Michael J. Fox, the actor?
No, although it was when we were having that discussion, because the name Michael J. Fox did come up, and I said...
I bet that's what led to this.
And I said, I know he's a Canadian.
So the discussion was famous Canadians.
Yes. It was something to do with Canada.
We were compiling a list.
Then I said, Martin Short. We weren't playing the name game.
Actually, you said Marty Short.
Yeah, Marty Short, that's the show business way to do it.
As his friends do. Anyway, enough of that. Let's see, I'm always curious to see who calls a show right in the very beginning.
Yeah, someone usually with an agenda.
And then we're going to get to my agenda, because I got some things to talk about. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey. Hello, how you doing?
Yes, you're on the air. You're the first call in this opening segment. Why are you calling?
Well, my mom had triple heart bypass surgery, and she was at home. And I'm taking care of her, and I just happened to turn your show on. She started to laugh, and y'all made her feel better.
That's an agenda I'll take every time.
Where's the soap opera music?
Well, that's a heart tugger.
Yeah. I just want to make sure that this wasn't set up or anything.
It sounds set up.
It sure does. Doesn't it sound set up that you?
If this was a kinder, more sensitive show, it would. I would say it was set up.
You know, I mean, doesn't it sound like it? Okay, let's see what kind of nut job calls a show before it even gets on the air.
No, but the thing is, Don, I believe it's a legitimate call, because if it was set up, I would write it differently. I would write that my mom was close to death's door.
Yes.
Until she decided to have a triple bypass operation, which went horribly wrong. She, as of yesterday, was hanging on by a thread
until
suddenly the radio was turned on and our voices boomed through the box.
Yeah, no.
Suddenly, the color came back into her face. Her spirits lifted, and she now will survive the procedure.
And she'll be able to go back to her train field. Exotic dancing.
There you go, with the comedy tipping right there.
So it's not set up. This was not, the first call was not just set up. Well, I hope your mom continues to feel well.
Thank you.
Okay.
And y'all take it easy.
Okay,
all right, thanks.
Right. See, that's all it was. So nice.
Okay, bye-bye.
And then...
Yeah. Next.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Hello, Dan, why are you calling the show so early?
I was calling to tell you, your Matthew Perry, your buddy you met at Super Bowl, he's
yes.
Canadian.
I believe we already had him on the list. We already had him tagged.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought that might have been one Rob was talking about.
No, I knew it because he's played in those charity hockey games.
Matty Perry?
Yes, MP. Thank you, my friend. All right, see you later. Bye-bye. Now, here's a guy. This was a line that was on, was ringing. Like at 2 minutes after the show started.
Wow.
Hello, Gary.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Gary.
Hi, Gary.
Gary.
Hey, aren't you guys not allowed to go back to Conway Twitty's house, too?
Negative on that.
We simply had a lot of phone calls down to Twitty City because we found it fascinating that Conway would actually be on the property.
We embraced the concept that
you could tour his house and he'd be in the kitchen.
Conway Twitty would be sitting there buttering his toast
with like a velvet rope.
Yeah, and you could walk by. You couldn't speak to him, but you could take his picture and like watch him just having his breakfast.
Right.
He was the biggest country whore of all time. We loved all things Twitty City.
Absolutely.
I wish we'd gone.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
See you. All
they're,
right.
They're so in Dollywood.
So that's who's...
Yeah, Dollywood would be the second one, I think.
That is who's calling. It was about this time yesterday that she's so unusual, Cyndi Lauper, called the show. I want to follow up on that with my kid.
Yeah. She generously invited your son to go backstage when you informed her that your son had actually bought tickets with his own money to go to go see the show.
Right.
And today he's a man.
Because he's into the retro thing. And Buzz, I don't really know what happened.
Well, that's why we're calling.
I do know today, as I woke him for work, and I'm going to be calling him at his job now, which is why I hope he remembered that I told him I'd be calling.
Yeah.
That he had the signed backstage pass.
Because everyone wants to know.
Oh, come on.
Hey, wait there. Let me turn on the music. Hey, what's up?
Dude.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press one for more options.
Out.
To leave your...
Well, it's not a fake out.
No?
Press five.
It's not a fake out. Hey, Cody. Cody Gifford. It's me, Kathy Lee. Calling to have my precocious youngster on the phone as we had prearranged. No, this is his cell phone.
That's his answering.
Oh, okay. See, I've heard it so many times.
Oh, see, that's the first time.
Oh, so
it.
You guys all...
No,
you
I
all,
totally do.
Yeah.
Oh,
we
teens.
Thought he was there.
What is with teens?
Teens. Okay, bye. I'll call you in a minute. Bye. If you get this message, call me.
That's a good one, though.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Let me turn this music down. That's awesome.
See, it got me...
I'm very pleased.
It got me maybe the first time I heard
you
it.
You can tell him I totally approve.
Hold on.
One of the better ones.
I bet this is him calling back now. Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Hey, Uncle Mike, got fooled by your voicemail.
Bart, I love your answering
me
machine.
Me too.
I do. I love
sure
it.
You.
I think it's like the best one that's been done. I really do. Wait a minute. Let me turn the music down. I was hook, line, and sinker. Yeah, why isn't he talking to us?
Let it be 2 o'clock in the morning when you're calling trying to find out where he is. And yet it doesn't even ring, which is when you know the phone is either turned off or buried under a mattress. When you just get that, whatever that music is, which I now know by heart,
right.
is just the, you know, Leave Me Alone song. But here he is now.
It's actually a cover of Tiny Dancer.
Of course it is. Joining us now from the workplace, here is Bart, who goes back to college in just...
11 days?
We're going a week from Saturday.
Uh-huh.
So it's...
week from Sunday.
Oh, no, week from Saturday, my boy.
No, the 15th, my boy.
My boy, we'll have to discuss this off the radio, my boy.
Oh, we will.
Because if you want, no, here's the deal. You want my help bringing your stuff down there. That's a 2-day trip.
Maybe I don't need your help.
Okay. Fine with me.
Just kidding.
Okay. Oh. Yeah, because I do know that you do need help getting your stuff down there. And we should talk about it off the radio because it's a 2-day job. It's an 8-hour drive.
Well, you have a little...
Well, you had told me over and over that you wanted to do a one-day wham-bam.
One-day wham-bam, meaning drive down Saturday, dump your junk in your new place, get a good night's sleep, get up, and drive back the next day.
I thought you had meant just drop everything off and be like, all right, I'm going.
Oh, really? So I'm going to do like 16 straight hours on the road to drive from D.C.?
Yes. No. I'm not suggesting that you did it. I thought that's what you were going to do. I thought that's what you had told me.
No, I am a Superman, but I am not that much of a Superman. And I don't really believe that you thought that I was
going to
do it.
No, I don't either. I think he's kind of full of fast one.
You have never known me to do a 16-hour road trip nonstop anywhere.
Well, it would be nonstop because you'd get to Clemson and then we'd take everything out.
Stretch your legs.
Yeah, right.
That would be a stop back
Listen,
in the car.
If somebody said to me, Jennifer Aniston is naked in a barn in South Carolina, the deal is you can drive down, open the bar door, look at her, take a photo of her, say hello to her, and then get in your car and drive right back home, then maybe I'd think about it.
Maybe.
Maybe I'd think about it. That's a long-ass drive, son. But we'll discuss.
Glad to know I mean so much to you.
Glad to know that I mean so much to you.
It's a joke.
So am I. It's a joke. Listen, like I said, we're counting down the days until he goes back.
Can't imagine.
We're just counting down. Yeah. Oh, gosh. You know what? I'm going to say something to you now in code. I'm talking to you now, my son who I love so much. You better just listen, teen.
Team.
You better be cool with me, or I'll bust you about that Exxon bill.
All right.
Okay?
Deal.
All right.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Done and done. So, let's talk about last night when you went to see Cyndi Lauper. She was on the show yesterday at this time. I mentioned to her that you had tickets and you'd bought tickets. They weren't comps that we asked her for. And
nope.
That you were a fan and that you're going to be there. And she was nice enough to get your name on a list. And she was a good guest yesterday. She was rocky.
We had a blast. We had a really good time.
It was up. It was down.
Yes, she was serious. Then she got a little goofy.
And we ended up having a great time with her. So our question is, what type of time did you have with Cyndi Lauper last night?
Yeah.
I had an excellent time. Not only at the show, but afterwards when I met her, she was very, very nice.
She was very nice, and now here's the first question, of course. What did she say about us, about,
yes, of course.
About me and Uncle Mike?
She laughed.
Oh, she did? So she had remembered the interview?
Yes, she said she enjoyed it. Not a bad laugh, but a good laugh.
Oh, that's great. That's sort of... How much total time would you estimate you got a chance to spend with her?
5 minutes, maybe.
That's not bad for a backstage.
That's pretty good.
The thing is, we were the last... I didn't really feel the need to, like, line up to meet her. So we were, like, the last people that met her, and the place was closing.
Oh, so you just had a real brief time.
Well, I think it was longer than the others because I was last.
Oh, okay, good. Right.
So it did have a time limit on it because Wolf Trap was closing.
And didn't you tell me that she was asking you, like, questions about you? And in typical Bart fashion, all of the answers were monosyllabic, one word.
No. Now you're just making that up.
No. Didn't you tell me that she asked you... do you play the piano?
No. She said, do you play any instruments? And it wasn't monosyllabic. I said I took lessons for about 10 years, but now I have a keyboard in my room that I just screw around with.
Oh, so
screw
that, around with. Well, that's more information than you gave me this morning when I asked you. Here's what I heard.
I didn't know you wanted a word-by-word transcription.
Well, I said to him this morning, I said, "What did was Cyndi Lauper nice? Yes. Did you chat with her? Yes. What did you chat about? She asked me if I played any instruments. Did you tell her? Yes. What? Did you, the piano?
No,
yes.
That's not a monosyllabic conversation with her. That's a monosyllabic conversation with you.
Yeah, in the morning.
All right, understood. So she was nice, and I saw she signed your backstage pass and stuff?
Yeah.
And the show was good?
Oh, it's excellent. Taylor Dane was all right, but Cyndi Lauper was really good.
Wow.
Taylor Dane. How's she looking, son?
Yeah, how does she look, Taylor Dane?
In a word?
Yeah.
Haggard.
Good word.
Hey, hold on. Hey, Barney?
Yeah.
Is Taylor Dane a cougar?
I think she may be. She may be the stereotypical cougar.
Oh.
Remember what a cougar is, Uncle Mike?
I don't.
Remind us. Barney, tell everybody what a cougar is.
It's a woman over 40, divorced, perhaps single. Either way, not attached, who's cruising the journey in Boston concerts looking for younger men.
A cougar.
Usually you'll find them at the classic rock venues.
I've never heard that one before. A cougar.
Bart tells me he sees these cougars all the time.
Cougar.
Why cougar? Just a good name for them?
Just on the prowl. That's what it reminds me of.
On the prowl.
Predators.
There are websites devoted to these cougars.
Oh, really?
Yeah, do us a Google search. You'll have a blast.
Hey, that's great.
Yeah. All right, bud. Well, keep it together. Let me know what you're doing. I love you. You know that, right?
Yeah.
And you love me too, don't you?
Sure.
You're funny, Exxon Bill. You're very funny.
Oh, you gonna just hang that over my head again?
Yes, I am.
Listen, all right.
Come on, I throw out some public love. I want some public love back, goddammit.
I love you too, Marathon Man.
Okay. I told you the Dustin Hoffman thing. I told you the other night.
They won't let her go.
You know, for all my talk about how there's like World War III in my house.
Right.
You know, I don't balance it out enough with telling you how much we laugh. Like when that friend of Mom's said that I look like Dustin Hoffman. And what did you go? You went and did what? An IMDb search? Is that what you did?
I was thinking about it for a while, and I came up with a couple, and then like a couple like outbreak, I had to go on the internet to find.
Outbreak. Yeah, because he comes back in the room like once the let's make fun of Dad show is over,
right?
He leaves the room because all the ones that I got were off the top of their heads, like
right.
Tootsie, Rain Man, the obvious ones.
Uh-huh.
Oh, hold on. The best thing was as soon as
Hook.
Hook.
Oh, my God.
He did a search. Bart had the best reaction. It was the three of us just sitting in this room, and Mom says, Frida says, and Leslie thinks that Mom looks like, that Dad looks like Dustin Hoffman. And Bart said, what was the line from Rain Man?
I don't remember.
It was about the baby in the water.
Hot water burn baby.
He looks right at me. Just says hot water burn baby. Now, how do you fight that?
No, that's good stuff. That is good quality humor.
How do you fight that?
I enjoy it. It's like I was there.
Hot water burn baby. You know, it's hot water burn baby. It is a good thing. Seriously, I love you. Or I would just have to just kick your ass.
Oh.
You know what? I don't mean that. Literally, but I mean,
right.
I mean, you're a funny kid.
Thank you.
All right, so you got everything together before you head back to college?
I haven't even started yet.
What about that thing?
That thing? I haven't been home.
No, no, not that thing. I mean the other thing, the computer thing. Not the first computer thing, the second computer thing. Isn't this code great to listen to?
Oh, I haven't been home. I haven't started that either.
Okay, clock's ticking on that.
I know.
All right, buddy. I got faith you'll get it together in the next 9 days.
Don't worry about it. I have it under control.
All right, I'll see you later.
All right,
love you. Bye, teen.
Have a fabulous day.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, then.
Bye.
Hey, come on, knock it off.
You keep saying bye to me.
You're crazy. Stop it. Hang up.
You hang up.
No.
Oh, you hang.
No, don't, Bart, please.
Hang up.
You're one of the co-host's sons here.
You hang
that's
up.
That's some of the that's one of the things that like the worst listeners do.
Don't do that. Come on.
I'm going to put the phone down. I'm not even going to talk. No.
Come on, knock it off.
He's gone.
He's gone. Okay.
He knew.
Right. Or else I was going to have to hit him with a sucker punch, you know. Hang up, or I'm going to start treating you like Mom treats you. I don't think he would like that. So anyway, he had a good time at Cyndi Lauper last night.
Thanks to Cyndi Lauper for being so nice to your kid. That's a good thing.
That was wonderful. And, I wanted to mention this as well in the opening here today. Mike, if you would take a good look at Buzz and tell me, do you like the blouse he's wearing right now?
It is a particularly... It is a particularly blouse-like blouse that he has on.
Okay, Buzz, it's a
white shirt.
A cotton.
It's a white linen shirt like you might wear on any Caribbean island.
Okay, well...
Yeah, that's it. I was thinking more like perhaps if you were meeting some, you know, slave traders in the Philippines.
Yeah. So,
also appropriate.
Disney theme ride.
So, the point here.
Yes, sir.
The shirt that Buzz is wearing right now.
Yes, the old buccaneer.
I didn't point it out for you to mock, although certainly it's an open target.
Why did you point it out?
Because it is the second shirt that Buzz has had on since he's arrived at work today.
That's true. Did he have a little accident?
Well, here's the thing.
Sort of, yeah.
Buzz gets here. Shortly after I do, and we have our little powwow. We get together in the office, and, you know, he, like, pitches news stories and stuff, and we figure out what he's going to do.
Right.
And I notice while he's sitting at the couch, and I'm sitting at the desk in our new little smaller office, but you know what a great benefit of being downstairs is?
Yeah.
Is that a lot of the people that work here walk by, and for the longest time, I thought that this broad Julie Fullman hated me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess, you know, she just never got to know my winning personality.
I think she's our new best buddy in the office.
Because now I can't keep her out of the office, and it's okay with me.
She's a good neighbor.
She's a nice lady, and I don't mind if some lady wants... Mike, you were in there, too. She's coming just to show us her shoes.
Yeah, and I could do that every day.
She said, hey,
I could do that every single day.
I got some nice pointy shoes. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I think the deal in our office, now that we're down on the main floor, should be... Our doors are open to any women that work here
that want
to come by.
Absolutely.
And I mean Robbie, Joan, Chandel, you know, all of you.
Yeah.
Even crazy Michelle carrying that alien baby.
Yes, everybody. Absolutely.
Come on by. Madonna?
Yes.
Yeah.
Madonna more than anyone.
But here's the thing. No sales guys, and I'll tell you why. Mike's gotten burned by the tall, goofy guy.
Yeah, the tall guy that doesn't golf.
Right. He came in the office the other day and he said...
Said something like, do you have any ideas about something you might want to do? And you know, that's, I'm the last guy you want to ask that question of. You know, I mean, please. I mean, no. It's all I can do, seriously, to get myself here at 3 o'clock.
I just want to say to the salesmen, and there are sales... And I know they like being salespeople, but they're salesmen and saleswomen. the sales women are welcome in our office because they're there just for the refrigerator or for the television,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, it's an oasis from
right.
the gloom and doom that is Gulag 1067.
Absolutely.
Until such time as the males on this floor can learn to leave their inhibitions at the door, and please, no business inside our office.
No.
No, that's not what it's for.
No, it's for socializing.
So, come on in. But only come on in if you're ready to party.
And yeah. I know I said I was joking with you that I wouldn't replace those couches. We got to get different. You know, it's just so crappy.
Didn't you ask Buzz his opinion the other day?
About what?
About how
the office should be arranged.
I'd be willing to pay for it and turn it over to my esteemed colleague.
Buzz is already...
Looked
over the place. I think I have a pretty good idea what you need to do, and I think we're just ready to order the stuff and go.
Okay, good. Yes. So, and then let me know what you want when you need me to do that.
You got it.
Hold on. And don't want to forget Clementine.
Yes, Clem Tran.
Yes, always welcome.
Come on in. You always welcome in Don and Mike, humble office.
She doesn't talk like that.
I know, and that's what's so funny, is that she looks like she should.
I'd like to come into your office.
That's how she talks.
Like but that. She does not.
No, she talks like the soundtrack, you know?
She does not.
We are going to see your auntie, okay?
So Buzz is, I'm at the desk. Buzz is sitting on one of the salmon couches,
uh-huh.
and I notice that by the collar of the golf shirt that he has on,
right.
it appears to have
makeup,
the orange, what could be what I think are tiger streaks.
Right.
Now, it would not be unusual for Buzz.
I was just wondering if some of his foundation rubbed off.
No, hold on. Wait till you hear. It would not be unusual for Buzz to wear a fancy type golf shirt that would have like a tiger sleeve running, a line running down the sleeve.
Right.
And then something similar along the neckline.
Sure.
So I didn't say anything. I'm like, hey, dude, you got something on your shirt. Because he didn't say anything to me like, oh, excuse the stain.
Yeah, I didn't
so
know.
So I thought, from the angle I'm looking at, Buzz, it's got to be part of the shirt. Rob comes into the room, and now Rob sees Buzz from the right angle, and he sees...
And he's alarmed.
And he sees that there is no any kind of display on his shirt. It's a white shirt, and he has these two big orange stains. And Rob says right away, hey, Buzz! What is that on your shirt?
What's with your shirt? I really thought it was the color of a chili stain.
Mm-hmm.
It's an orangey sort of stain, yeah.
And what it was is a vitamin B spillage.
Yes.
And it looks to me... Now, Buzz has a story about...
Where did it come from?
Buzz has a story about spray-on vitamins.
Does vitamin B stand for Buzz?
Yes.
Although
yes,
vitamin B? Although I will tell you that the stain, Mike, on the original Cabana shirt did look like two gel tabs that had both burst or melted
mm-hmm.
onto Buzz's shirt. It was two little spots about the same size as a B12 gel, or not B12, a vitamin B gel.
Are you sure that it's perhaps a... Because B and B12 comes in a capsule form.
It comes
the
in
only
form.
Gel that I'm aware of is vitamin E.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Well, he's
but
got...
It's not orange.
He's got...
That stands for Elston.
He's got a story...
It is orange. It's a little copper. It's yellow. Yeah.
He's got a story, though, about his spray-on vitamins.
What do you mean spray-on vitamins?
Well, you don't spray them on. You spray them in your mouth. Vitamin B12 is best if you're not going to have it injected, which I don't carry a hypodermic with
Ooh.
Me. It can either be sprayed up the nostrils or it can be sprayed under the tongue.
I take a B12 tablet every day.
I have two small spray bottles in my man bag that I carry every day. One of them is a bottle of vitamin B12.
Now, he knows what he's talking about
spray
on this stuff, so I'm listening.
Spray under your tongue for energy. And the other one is a bottle of cologne.
That's what Elvis used to say, too.
In the dark garage, I reached into the bag and pulled out apparently the wrong bottle and spritzed myself with the iodine-colored vitamin B12, leaving a stain on my shirt.
Two fabulous stains.
Yeah.
That sure did look like you had been eating nachos or chili.
So I sprayed it right here, sort of at the yolk, you know, where the neck meets the chest, and so it got both sides of the collar. So I had this orange stain right here where I thought I was spraying cologne.
Oh, you thought it was cologne.
Yeah.
Because he was in the dark garage.
Right.
Yeah.
He just reached in the bag, felt a bottle, grabbed it, sprayed.
Reaching into his purse, thought he had his perfume. Instead, it was his...
Do you have your B12?
Yeah, I do. I mean, it's... Yeah, I
is
bottled...
Is that the stuff?
Right, yeah. It comes in an eyedropper bottle, which is really a mess, so I put it in a little spray bottle and carry it with me.
He makes his own... He he's his own pharmacist.
We've learned so much about him. The cologne.
Oh, did you just give yourself a shot?
Yeah, yeah he did.
Yeah, a little
stand
B12
back
for energy.
So now is this going to be
he's
like
orangey?
Is this going to be like when Elvis would eat however many scoops of ice cream and two dozen cookies and energy would surge through his body?
Energy is now surging through my body. Yes.
So, see, because I do take a vitamin B12 tablet every single day, and I'm wondering
it's absorbed so slowly. Well, you should. You should take that, but it's absorbed so slowly, really, you won't get any noticeable effect from that.
Yeah, what you need is the spray that ruins clothing.
Yeah.
That's good for you.
It goes directly into the body.
Because really, for a long time, I'm tired.
You're crazy.
You're crazy.
So you should just know, not that it matters.
Right.
No, hold on.
No. God, I wish that wouldn't happen.
Vitamin B, loogie.
There we go.
Orangey. That's orange, too.
Anyway, as I was saying, Buzz only changed his shirt for us.
For you. Because gentlemen.
Who would know that,
right?
I mean, we would have pointed out, hey, you got a goofy stain on your shirt.
Felt like a dope all
but
day.
But anyway, there he is. That's Buzz.
What, do you always have a change of shirt?
No, I went home. I lived five minutes away. Yeah.
Oh, okay. When you got home, was your shirt full of energy?
Yes, it was.
So anyway.
He took his shirt off and went running across the floor.
That is what's happening with Buzz. We got a break, and thank you, Cindy Lauper, for being nice to my kid. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The Ken Stevens Management Seminar is now available through audio tape.
No, I'm... I don't know what to say.
Successful radio management doesn't happen by accident. It happens with solid training.
I mean, I forgot to tell you that I was taking you up on what I thought was the agreement. No.
With Ken's tapes, you'll develop skills in crisis management.
Because that's why I asked you in the first place.
Enhanced memory skills.
I don't remember, but that's certainly possible.
And the all-important art of decision-making.
Can I think about it?
The Ken Stevens Management Seminar. Get yours today.
Is it Monday?
And start managing.
The Don and Mike Show.
Something wacky this way comes. The Don and Mike Show.
Everybody watched the Trading Spouses last night.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't we all watch it?
Yeah.
It's like in the top 10.
Yep.
Runaway hit that we happen to just latch onto. And all these dumb reality shows that everybody's watching.
I don't know if it's because we had the ladies on, but I do think, in my opinion, it might be one of the best reality shows I've ever seen.
I'm totally hooked.
After having...
It's the funniest, I think.
I like better having the moms on before the show is on the night before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because
I was thinking if we hadn't, we wouldn't have been nice.
Imagine.
Very true. We were on our best behavior, and she pissed us off yesterday when she was on the phone. Today, from the Fox Network, now here's the way this is played out. And I guess we'll bring this up with this producer, Tyler Ramsey from Fox. They called us. I understand everybody knows that ABC had an idea for this show, Wife Swap. I guess Fox swooped in, put it on the air first. It's getting monster numbers. Everybody's watching it. So now they don't have any new episodes.
Yeah, it's a runaway hit. Who
and
knew?
like all of these shows, it takes like 5 minutes, a dollar, and you spit in your hands, and you've got the show. So they need more mommies who are willing to trade spouses. Uh-huh. Anyway, he'll be coming on today to tell us about that. Plus, we're going to have a pornographer on the show today.
Very good.
In a segment that we're going to call The Garbage Pail.
Garbage Can.
That's all I'll tell you for now.
Right.
But it's going to be
called...
call it
The Garbage Pail or The Garbage Can?
Now, what did the original...
He said Garbage Can.
Was it Can?
They're Garbage Can.
All right, then. We just write that?
Yes.
Can.
Program note.
My can do, can happen, can, it will. It's written, The Garbage Can.
Garbage Can.
Garbage Can.
It's time to take a look in the garbage can.
the secret sound today is worth $1,300. Yalen is a little upset.
Oh.
Good. Yalen came by the office and said, hey, where are you getting this money to give away? It's from the budget. Are you sure you have the money in the budget?
Oh, God.
We do, Yalen.
The things he's concerned about.
We do, Yalen. We'll do the contest when you hear the toe-tapping touch tones. Tomorrow, NASCAR nuts. We have the Dale Earnhardt, .com guy, the Jane Shane from Diary of an Affair. And Friday, E-Channel, some E-Channel lady tomorrow. And Friday, if you like football, this is all I'm going to say. If you like hardcore
right.
NFL football, and I'm not talking about Mamsy Pamsy. I'm talking about X's and O's.
Yeah, if you really, really get into the game, like so many people do.
If you're a student of the game.
Yeah, if you're a student of the game, the details of the game.
Friday. That's all I want to say.
Wow.
Friday.
Get ready. Special.
Get ready for the big NFL week. And thank God, training camps are all open, mm-hmm. and the first game is now 5-6 days away. Next Monday night.
Wow. First Monday, is that the Hall of Fame game?
Sure is.
All right.
Sure is. That's coming up.
Who's playing in the Hall of Fame game?
Redskins and the Broncos.
Oh.
Now, you know, there's all kinds of stupid news that I always make notes to tell you about. For instance, there's news about Jethro in the Beverly Hillbillies Casino. I only bring this up because we are feuding with him.
Mm-hmm.
God, we could do a whole bit about Kobe and Shaq. You know, the fact that, that now apparently Shaq may have to testify at Kobe's rape trial.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I've got a lot of good stuff about Paris and Nick that I want to tell you. But hold on. There's something here that I wanted to get to. And a great list about what TV shows are good and what TV shows are bad for families.
Right.
But first... Man, you know, the thing is, I look for all this stuff, and I find stuff, and I just keep holding on to it.
Right.
And a lot of times, we never get to it.
Yeah.
Like, this is not even stupid news, like anything current, but I've held on to this for you, Mike. It's a sexual study of young ladies. And I only mention this because you have two young, soon-to-be teenage daughters.
Yes.
And anyway, there's a survey out now. About girls and the things that girls have done.
Okay.
And, well, we'll do it on another show.
All right, very good.
On another show, because I think it's the type of thing that'll flip you out.
Oh,
even
really?
Though your daughters are only, what,
9 and 7.
Nine and seven.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're getting to that stage.
I am.
You might be concerned.
I am already concerned.
You might
not
be
because
concerned.
Of them or anything they do, but, you know, I'm concerned because of just, I was concerned when they were born.
Yes.
Well, I'll just tell you, an online survey.
And this is like survey results of girls, teenage girls that are polled?
This was, yes.
All right.
At least 40%, and these are girls under the age of 17.
Mm-hmm.
At least 40% have dabbled in bisexuality.
Oh, boy.
But like I said, I'll save that for another show.
Oh, boy. 40%.
That's a staggering number that will flip Mike out.
Wow.
But before any of that, hold on a second. Oh, here you go. Women's feet are getting bigger.
All right.
Now, I know nothing.
Yeah!
I know nothing about women's shoe sizes.
I do.
With my wife, you know, I think I know her dress size. I know that, and I know these things because our anniversary is coming up on Saturday. And Buzz, thank you. You and Marsha. We're going out.
Thanks for inviting us.
Buzz and I have this thing that is like return the favor, you know, because our anniversaries are close
absolutely.
To each other.
Absolutely. Well, but you got me all hot and bothered. Now, I'm just thinking about a woman in a set of 13.
Well, hold on. So anyway, Buzz, thank you for joining us this weekend for our anniversary.
What size is Marsha, Buzz?
I don't know her
shoe
size.
And here's the thing. I don't know what shoe size Frida is. However, I do know what dress size she is. I know what hat size she is. I know what bra size she wears. I know to buy, you know, the medium panties when I have to go to Victoria's Secret.
I usually know women's shoe sizes even if I know them casually.
Mike, women's feet are getting bigger.
I'll find out for you.
Women's feet are getting bigger. And Rob, I'm going to need the employee list.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to need the employee list. Women's shoe sizes have shot up an entire size from a 7 or an 8 to an 8 or 9 in the last 3 years. 33% of American women now wear a size 9
yes.
or larger.
Yes. Maybe.
Wow.
Why are women's feet getting bigger?
Wow. I don't care.
Bones grow in response to demand. It's the fact that women walk and exercise more than men.
Hello.
and it stimulates their feet to be stronger,
yes,
more muscular.
Oh, yes.
And bigger.
Yes.
Now.
Oh, yes.
We're going to play a game with some of the ladies that work here.
Oh, I will be great at this game.
If the ladies would be so inclined as to take our phone calls,
I don't think that
we will attempt to guess the shoe size of many ladies that work here at our home station, WJFK.
Very good.
And I think that certainly since we sent them wine and cheese, we can start with Robbie and Joan.
Very good.
I'm going to say, now I don't know anything about women's shoe sizes.
Neither do I.
But looking at this story, last year the average shoe size went from a 7 or an 8, and now to a 9 or 10. So 33% of women now wear a size 9 or larger.
Hmm.
So I guess it used to be as small as 7. Now it could be a 9 or maybe even bigger than a 9.
All right.
I'm going to say, well, let's get the woman on the phone first.
Yeah, let's do that. See if they're willing to participate in our little game.
Fair enough. Call Joan. Call Auntie Joan.
All right, find out what's going on here.
Hey, Lada.
Lada.
Pick up the phone.
Lada, how big are your feet?
Traffic.
Jayla.
Yes.
It's Don and Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there. We're reading a story here about women. It's a story in the news. Women's feet have been getting larger. May we guess your shoe size?
Sure.
I'm going to guess that Joan Lada wears a size 8.
You're right.
But
I'm with you on that one.
I think I'll say 9.
Robbie?
Robbie's not here right now.
No, I was talking to Robbie Spiewak.
I'll say 10.
10. Joan, would you mind telling us what is your shoe size?
My shoe size is a 7.
7?
7.
Wow, way off.
We're all big losers.
Very
okay,
good.
Thank you, Jayla.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's do it again. Let's do it again. Let's do it again.
Okay. Okay.
Please, Don.
I know, Mike.
Don, let's do it again.
Okay. See if Julie's in her office. She was just showing us her shoes just yesterday. Julie?
Yes?
Don and Mike, would you be offended if we guessed your shoe size?
Nope.
All right, ready to play the game?
Bring it on.
All right, ready to play the game?
Ready.
I think she is a 9. But now, don't give a hint like if that's insulting, because I don't know anything about this.
None of us do. I will say that she is an 8.5.
Buzz?
I'm going to say 6.
Robbie?
Go to the middle. I'll say 7.
Julie, how big are your feet?
First of all, I love Buzz, and Mike was right on it.
Of course I was.
Eight and a half?
Yes.
Wow. So you got pissed when I said 9.
Because if you get to a 9, that's like...
That half size.
Okay, all right, so just let me know.
Your story that you have in your hand is that the average woman's foot is going from a size, 8 to a 9,
yes,
right? Yeah. They said like a third of women now are 9 or larger.
No, but I knew that she was...
I don't want to ask your opinion of a woman who has a size 9, because perhaps you will call one of those women...
No, you can have a statuesque, beautiful woman who has a very large foot. It's not unusual at all.
A long
foot.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, bye-bye.
8.5, I knew it.
Now, sure I'm going to give you a wild card here.
Now, technically, even though Don and I, we were right the first time because we were the closest without going over, and that means so far I'm the leader, as I predicted that I would be.
I know this is important to you, Mike.
Oh, if you only knew.
Now, I'm calling a pregnant woman. Sounds like we can get...
That's going to be a variable.
I'm going to get her voicemail, I don't think Michelle's here. This sounds like
it's
voicemail.
The pregnant woman, it's very difficult because...
Hi, this is Michelle Manti with WJFK and Redskins Radio.
Being swell.
Is that my message?
I think she's a 10.
As soon as possible. Thanks.
And I mean that in all ways.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a cell number for Michelle?
I do.
What if she's out on a sales call now?
She right now would probably be in 11.
Hold on. Okay. Do. Done.
No. You know what, Don?
Hold on. I got to read it. It was that cell thing.
I'm going to say on a regular basis, she's probably a 9.5.
No, but it's as she is now.
As she is now? All right. I'll go with an 11.
How pregnant is she?
She's pregnant.
12 months.
What? There's the hotline there.
Hello?
Anybody there?
Hello?
Hello, Michelle?
Yeah?
Hey, it's Don and Mike. You're on the air with us right now. Look at her. She's out there getting it done.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Michelle, would you mind if we guessed? We're doing a thing on women's shoe sizes. Would you mind if we guessed your shoe size?
No, go ahead.
Now, can I ask, before we ask you this, and don't give us the numbers yet, since you've been with child, have your shoe sizes changed?
No, it's still the same.
Okay. Oh, all right. Okay. Then I'm going to go. Okay. Are you ready, Don?
10.
9.5.
I'll say 10.
10.5.
Michelle?
Rob. Yes?
What is your shoe size?
10.
10.
Oh. Winner.
Thanks a lot, Rob.
Put one in the wind column for me. Don't look at me like that, Mike.
All right.
That half size really ticks him off. Yeah.
Who is on the 444?
Take it. You'll like it.
Oh, okay. Hello.
Hello, guy.
I have no idea.
How did Tom get put through to an inside number? Did you call the front desk, Tom?
Wendell Hall did it.
What do you mean Wendell Hall did it?
Did you call just to talk to Wendell?
Yes, I did.
Why were you put back here into the studio?
No, I get what happened. He called Wendell because Tom...
Did Wendell transfer him?
Yes, and Wendell transferred him.
Are you retarded?
Wendell transferred him in here.
Right.
That's what happened. Uh-huh. Isn't that right, Tom?
Yes, that was right.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
What's your shoe size?
8.5 wide.
Okay. They're not corrective, are they?
Yes, they are.
Hello?
8.5 wide.
Uh-huh. 8.5 wide.
Yeah.
How do you spell shoe?
S-H-O-W.
Show.
Perfect. You're the man. Bye, Tom.
Hey. Red Sox going all the way.
Okay, Tom, we got to go.
What did he say? Red Sox going all the way?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
And I got my buddy Josh calling in.
Okay.
All right. Bye, Tom.
Bye, Tom.
I'm going to bring that cell phone into my
room. Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
Tom, we're going to lose you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Tom.
Bye.
Are you retarded?
I don't think he is.
It's not a rhetorical question. Are you retarded?
I don't think
so. Sharp as attack.
Let me call Wendell.
Hey, what's Wendell doing?
He's having some fun.
A little payback, huh? A little payback from Smoot Hall.
So what? You know, the village idiot calls you and you gotta send
farm him off to us?
On an insurance. Yeah. Hey, thanks for sending Tom down here.
Hey, man, it's been a long time since you were on Tom Roulette.
Thanks for including us.
We played Tom Roulette just the other day. We took his call just
the
other day.
If we wanted to, we can play Tom Roulette every day on the show.
Yes, don't I know it.
All right. And Wendell Hall, our engineer, you know.
Winner!
Let me ask you, when Tom calls at the front desk and asks to chat,
mm-hmm.
What do you chat about? What does he want to talk about with you?
Usually next to nothing.
Really? Like, what's his opening line when you pick up the you're back there in the engineering room, you pick up, you know, Wendell here, what's the first thing he says?
Hi, what's going on?
Hi, Wendell.
What are the guys doing?
All right, thanks, Wendell.
Sure thing.
Bye.
See you.
Bye. Okay, let's continue the foot thing.
Yeah, we'll think it's all nice and fuzzy with Wendell until he puts a bazooka in Tom's hand.
Winner!
Let's go with...
Robot, blow up.
Hold on, is who?
I've trained him.
How about, we just mentioned a name, Clementine Tran.
Ah, very good.
Oh, because she has tiny, tiny Asian
feet. She binds them, I think.
She binds them.
God.
I predict size 0.
No, I'm going to say a size 4.
For Clementine.
No, size 5.
Who speak nothing like this.
No, she does not.
She's from North Carolina, I believe.
I'm going to say, I don't know. We'll wait till we get her on the line.
I think she's here.
Hearing her voice will help.
Hello?
What about Shondell?
Hold on. Let me get Clementine first. 830. There you go. Okay, got it. Down, boy.
Sorry. I'm very sorry.
Sounds like nobody there. No Tiki. No shirty.
Are you just going to make calls on the first floor, or are you thinking about maybe going up to
Hi, this is Clementine of WJFK.
See?
I missed your phone call.
She don't sound like
me. Name, number, and a good time to reach you. If you'd like to give me a call on my cell phone.
Okay, I don't think we air that.
You want to call the second floor?
Hold on, let me try Shondell first. I think she was here. I heard her talk. Oh, and Beth Ann. We got to play with Beth Ann. Now, nobody said like 15 with Beth Ann.
No way.
This is Shondell.
Hey, Shondell, it's Don and Mike.
Hello, how are you?
Would you mind if we asked your shoe size? May we guess your shoe size?
Sure.
I'm going to guess Shondell is a 7.
I'm going to say an 8. I'll say 6.
8.5.
Shondell?
Mike O'Meara wins.
Thank you.
He wins again.
Thank you and a pleasure.
Sure.
I knew I was right.
Bye, Shondell.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Now, this is too bad that Colette is on. What are you giving me like the... Mike's giving me like He's the I'm number one thing.
Yeah. I am again.
I'm not even keeping score. Down goes Donnie. How many feet am I losing by?
Really, I think I'm up by one. Only one. We're having a little horse race, you and me.
By a yard.
All right, if we go upstairs,
yeah.
Let me see. Who do I want to talk to? Is it Michelle?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think Michelle, right.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh.
We call Michelle upstairs.
Very good.
Bobby's still out with her kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're brave when she's not here. Oh, sounds like here's another one we're not going to get.
Everybody's we're going to have to go right to Beth Ann.
Yep. And she'll have to round out our Women of WJFK foot survey.
Hello?
Hey, B.A.
Hey.
Okay. I'm going to guess.
What's your guess?
For Beth Ann's feet? That you want real or funny? or maybe they're
one and the same.
Maybe it's both.
Right.
I don't think she's like a 12.
It's your old pal Bozo. Kid.
I'm going to say Beth Ann is an 8. Shoe size 8.
Okay. I'm not going to do the funny. I'm going to do the real here.
Because he wants to win.
Yeah, I do want to win. Yeah. I'm going to say 14. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
No, we will go with that as your answer.
No, yes, my real guess is I'm going to say a 7.
Buzzy.
I'll say 7.5.
I'll say the left foot is an 8 and the right is a 10.
Okay, make up your mind. Do you want to split that into 9?
Yeah, I'll take 9 then, yeah.
All right.
Beth Ann?
Yeah.
What's the size?
6.
Damn.
Did you get it?
I didn't get it on the nose, but I was the closest.
No, is that how you're counting wins now, if you get it the closest?
Yes, we caught that first one. We had an 8 and we were closest.
Yeah,
it wasn't right on.
You went over, though.
Huh?
You overbid.
Yes.
But I'm still the closest.
No, you're the loser on this.
This is important to me.
We need to guess again.
I'm not.
I guess 6.
Let me see if I can find one more lady. And this will have to be a...
One more lovely lady.
All or nothing.
One more lady of WJFK here in
all
Washington,
D.C. All or nothing. Who am I missing on the list? See, I don't know what sales people... sales ladies are still here.
How many do we have here?
How many of these people have passed away?
And I know a lot.
How about Joan Crawford?
Yeah, I don't know what Joan Crawford's real name is.
I can find out.
What's her name? And is she in the building? She's here a lot.
There's someone, and she'll be flattered. She'll be flattered to finally know that every time she walks by the window, we go, "Hey, there goes Joan Crawford."
If you call the front desk, ask for Linda D.
Okay.
I won't say what the D stands
for. All right. Very good.
But it's a kind of sofa.
Good afternoon, WJFK.
Is Linda D there, please?
Let's see.
Yeah, thank you, Tim.
This is Carissa, our temporary.
Hey, speaking of, how was your lunch today?
Oh, it was fabulous.
Guess who she had lunch with?
Yeah, I heard.
Uh-oh.
I heard.
You got around.
Yeah.
I hear that gentleman is a stimulating conversationalist.
Beware, he's quite fertile.
You went out today with Greg Edger?
All right. Now, you said Linda, right?
Hold on. But I just have to say, Greg Edger is a friend of mine, and he has asked me to play the following message to any woman at the station who he meets and goes out to lunch with.
You might want to listen to this.
Just a message. Take 15 seconds.
Is for everybody, not just for the few.
These are two words that Greg lives by.
Anyone.
You see, this sweet young thing, she's a temp working up front while Colette is away on vacation.
Yeah.
And it was related.
Remember,
this
song is about Greg Edger.
It was relayed to us that you had, been spotted leaving the building today with Greg. Watch it.
I don't think we can possibly emphasize how careful we wish you to be.
And I appreciate it.
As long as you're on the line, may we guess your shoe size?
Absolutely.
I'm going to guess that you are a size 6.
I'm with you. I agree. No. 6. Wait, hold on. We haven't guessed yet.
Don't tell us yet.
I say 5. You say Buzz says 5. Rob?
6.5.
And Carissa, what is it?
8.
Eight.
Wow.
Wow.
That's some big teeth.
You know,
misleading.
You fooled us.
You know, that has to be the most popular shoe size because I can never find my size in shoe stores.
Hmm. You fooled us. And because of that, we are going to give you a home pregnancy test.
That's right. You didn't shake hands with Greg Edger, did you?
Can we talk? Will you put us through to Joan Crawford? Linda D, please.
You bet.
Thank you, Carissa.
You're welcome.
Bye, Ben.
Sorry.
I love it when she explains it all. That's
right. You didn't shake hands.
And that would be how a Japanese person would say, Clarissa explains it all. Carissa.
And Dennis would say, Camissa.
Explain it all. Oh, come on, Joan, where are you?
Be there, baby.
Come on, JC.
You lost again.
No, and I'm running out of women here now at the station to call.
Hedges, Secretary
Christina,
Meredith.
Christina, Christopher.
Meredith. Thank you, Buzz.
Who? Hedges, Secretary Meredith.
Oh,
Meredith.
Yes.
Very pretty Meredith.
Mm-hmm.
It's her birthday.
Is it Meredith's birthday
really?
Today?
Well,
she's probably not here then.
Hi, it's Meredith.
Hey, Meredith.
Hey, how you doing?
It's Don and Mike. Is it your birthday?
Yes, it is.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
May we ask your shoe size?
Sure.
All right, we got to guess first. Let us guess first.
Okay.
I'm going to guess 7.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on.
Wait. Don't tell us yet. Don't tell us yet.
I'm going to say 6.5.
Buzz?
6.5 also.
Robbie?
8.
May we ask your shoe size?
Well, it's actually 7. Sometimes 6.5. It depends on the...
Winner!
Hold it. You jumped right in there, and you didn't let her finish.
It doesn't really matter.
It actually says sometimes 6.5. So,
what was your original answer?
That's not the way it works!
7, I won the foot
that's
game.
That's not the way it works.
I won the foot game, and I don't even like feet. I hate feet. Mike loves feet.
Meredith, can I ask you again, is it a 6.5 or a 7? You have to pick one size.
It's a 7.
Ah! Yeah. Ha-ha! Ha, ha, ha. Yes, that's right. Chew on my bunions, Mike. All right, listen, I don't care. You want to be king of the feet? I give it to you. I don't care.
No. That's not necessary.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, okay.
Bye, honey.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Anything special planned for your birthday?
I'm actually going to my parents for dinner. Wonderful. And my boyfriend's got some surprise on Saturday. But I don't know what it is. So.
Really? Right. Well, let me just ask you a question. How long have you known the young man?
About 2 years.
And we won't need a last name, but can we have his first name?
His name is Matt.
Matt.
Yeah.
Is for everybody.
Just be careful.
Yes, be careful.
Don't forget, you work in a place with a carrier. Just remember, every doorknob you touch, every fax machine you touch.
Yeah, anything that comes in contact with anybody else's hands that very well could have been touched
by Greg Edger. All right, thanks. We'll see you later. Thanks for being on.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye-bye. Well, there you go. Some of the women of our radio station.
That was wonderful.
And we didn't even get to the stupid news there.
That was absolutely delightful.
Lots of stupid news, but you can never go wrong with girls and their feet, can you?
Oh, you sure can't, Don. You sure can't.
And how about that Greg Edger?
Yeah.
Is he smooth or what? This is the Temps' third day.
Mm-hmm.
And just for background, Greg Edger is the guy that runs the board for the Stern Show,
right,
which means he's here like our board ops are all over the country. B-O-R-E-D, board ops. One time, we were taking phone calls, unsolicited.
Right.
Some broad from Kansas calls up and says, is Greg Edger there?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would you be looking for a behind-the-scenes guy, a guy that runs the control board for a syndicated show? Turns out, she knows our number from the show. So the number that we have, the 877 number,
mm-hmm,
you call it any time, it'll ring in the studio.
Yeah.
There's no guarantee anybody's going to pick it up.
Most are not.
But a lot of times you get a guy like Greg, if Howard's in a long stop set or rambling about something he doesn't care about.
Must do a little fishing.
He'll answer the phones.
Mm-hmm. Hey, JFK.
Turns out it's some broad. He's like, I don't think he was having phone relations with her.
Right.
But they were talking. And anyway, we called him and... He admitted that, yes, he had been having this conversation.
Yeah, that's why I refer to him as the real enchilada.
Mm-hmm. And he's got
Pablo is the real enchilada.
How many kids?
60.
Like 60 children.
He's proud of the fact that he could be playing at the NBA. He's got so many kids with so many different
women. Yes, he's 60 children, I think.
And you look at the guy, and the guy is like Seth Green's uglier brother.
I think the actual statistic is 5 children by 6 different women.
That's it. And that's the guy that the girl at the front desk went out with today.
Yes.
Good luck, honey.
Yes.
Good luck. Get some of that gold bond right away. If I was you, I would just start rubbing it everywhere. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. To obtain maximum enjoyment from your please observe the following precautions. When a is not being played, store it out of direct sunlight or high temperatures. Before inserting a into the be sure that both rotate freely in both directions. The will automatically eject at the end of the if the ejects prematurely, remove it and check for free rotation of both. If it fails to do so, a gentle outward pull on the will cause the to eject. The head should be cleaned once a month with a cotton swab, slightly moistened with 70% isopropyl alcohol. Failure to follow these precautions will decrease your enjoyment and may result in damage to your. Thank you for allowing us to spend this brief time with you. Happy.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. Right. They're ready to believe you.
Yes. Are you retarded?
I believe so.
It's not a rhetorical question. Are you retarded?
Yes.
Hello. La, la, la. The Don and Mike Show.
Here we go. Bakersfield, California. KGEO. How about Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania? WARM. Portland, Oregon. Max. I don't know what the call letters are. They just call it Max. And, Ocean City. Are you kidding me? Ocean City, Maryland. 96 Rock.
Yeah.
Right on.
As I was working.
Secret Sound is worth $1,300 today.
Whoa. That's a pile of cash.
And if we don't get a winner today, I'll give you a clue that I believe will ensure the fact that at least you won't be on the wrong track.
Okay. Not a clue that actually will steer people maybe in the wrong direction.
It's a clue. It's an anti-clue.
Mm.
Okay? I just want to say that.
The anti-clue.
It's the anti-clue.
Parents, the anti-clue.
So anyway, that's coming up. The Secret Sound. Wait for the touchstones. Two ladies that work here, the beautiful Julie, the equally beautiful Shondell, would like to come in for a moment.
All right.
For a brief rebuttal about the foot comments, about the foot... The foot fetish, the foot size thing, and Mike, I believe that I may be in a stunning recount, much like George Bush,
yes,
the upset winner.
Because well, I thought you said you won already.
No, I wasn't even really counting, but I think you might have been ahead of me.
I was.
But I think that one of the women, anyway, they came in like two cats during the commercial.
Do you mean they perhaps were lying about their shoe size?
I believe that Shondell is accusing Julie of lying about her shoe size.
Really? So we have... Wow. We have
or perhaps it is the other way around.
So we have the shoe controversy here, is that it?
Yeah, what's going on? Do we remember who said what size for Julie, though?
Okay, now that's Shondell's
talking. Now, Julie has torn off one of her shoes here,
yeah.
And we weren't keeping accurate records, were we?
No, none of us did.
How did we not keep accurate records?
Well, we didn't know.
We didn't.
Shondell, we have a controversy here.
When you came in, what were you talking about, Shondell? Whose feet?
Well, I don't think, we're talking about Julie's feet.
Okay.
And, you know, sometimes she just picks a shoe off the shelf and just puts it on and buys it, and that's the end of it. But her actual shoe size
is
not... What she told you.
What did she tell us?
She told you 8.5.
And she
I remember that. That's right.
Yeah.
She really is an 8.
An 8. That's half size, man.
Do we remember who picked 8 for Julie?
No, we don't. However...
Could we talk about this for another half hour?
Mike, we can guess on one more girl because, Shondell, don't you know Clementine's shoe size?
Oh, Julie does. Yeah,
remember?
Yeah.
We talked about Clementine Tran?
Did I say 7?
We never got a hold of her.
Oh, we didn't guess. That's right.
Hey, remember we talked about how maybe she binds her feet. I'm going to say, you know, she's nothing like that.
No, really. She's nothing. No. We had her voice on the tape.
Yes. But I still say.
I know. What is your guess?
Size 6.
Size 6. I'm going to say 7.
Buzzy.
I'll say 6.5.
Rob?
2.
Rob. All right, Julie, what is Clementine's shoe size?
6.5.
6.5, Buzz Burbank.
Hey.
Buzz Burbank.
Winner.
Thanks, guys, for clarifying.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much.
And incidentally, Clementine, she has one lunch with WJFK's Greg Edger.
Yeah.
As by way of saying, congratulations to Buzz
right.
for guessing. And I guess, let's make Buzz the winner of the foot game.
And let's go easy on Greg Edger. Seriously. Yes. I mean, what's wrong with taking somebody out to lunch that works here?
Nothing.
You know?
Perfect
deal.
Innocent.
I know, Mike. Easy to say now, isn't it?
Yes,
now
yes.
that you're not taking anybody out to lunch who works here.
I said, really, though, you know, when you take if you work in this building and you take an employee out to lunch, you better really, like, book a flight to Cleveland.
Yeah.
That's the best way to do it with if you want it to go unnoticed.
Yeah.
Give me a second here to get through some of this stuff. And I got something with George Bush and the terror thing.
Let's bury that.
Shaq, I did want to mention, I mentioned this up front here before we start talking about the feet.
Yeah.
How can Shaq be involved in Kobe's trial?
Yeah.
And it's too great for my man, Shaq.
So is it Shaq an opportunity to really, like, get one over on Kobe?
Okay, I got the new Sports Illustrated today, new SI, and they're doing a big story about the Kobe trial. The trial selection is, like, in 3 weeks. They say the actual trial will start in like, 5 weeks.
Yeah, with the latest news, if it starts at all.
Right.
Okay. They're going to subpoena a waitress in Florida. She says that Kobe came on to her. Here's the thing. And Kobe's married, of course.
Right.
She's claiming that he came on to her at Shaq's house during a Thanksgiving party in 2002. She works for Planet Hollywood. They catered the party.
Right.
She says that Kobe asked for her number. Then later he said, hey, would you get me a drink? Then when she brought it to him, Kobe was outside talking to another guy. Then Kobe cornered her and groped her. And somehow they went to Shaq and they said, do you know anything about this? You know, and he said, you know, what's up, Doc?
How are you doing?
So the thought... Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't turn yours on.
What's up, Doc? How are you doing?
From the Dennis and Shaq show.
Right.
So the thought now is, how crazy would that be?
Mm.
You know, when they say, and now we call as her next witness, you know, Shaq Daddy.
And this is just kind of a character assassination of Kobe, right? That they're trying to set the table that this was a pattern of behavior that he participated in.
Correct. And it's ironic, don't you think, Alanis, that it's at Shaq's place.
Right, absolutely. And that must have been back when they were closer.
They hate each other.
Mm-hmm.
I did want to mention, this is, I don't know even who did this. You know, I love a good list, and somebody sent me a list of the most family-friendly shows on TV.
Okay.
And the worst family shows on TV.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Now, some of the shows, let me see if there's anything that's on both lists. Well, first I'll tell you, and this is, oh, I know who this is from, that those nuts that are always trying to make TV better.
The Parents Television Council?
Yes, the same, much along the same lines of the same people that sat on that pablum every year, the turn-off TV.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, these are the 10 best shows to watch for families.
Okay, right. I want to see how obscure they are.
Now, number 10, I would agree with it. I'm surprised that it made this snotty list. The Bernie Mac Show.
Bernie Mac, okay, very good.
Agreed. American Dreams on NBC. That's that Dick Clark show. Nobody watched that.
No, whatever. Another. There's your first obscure one.
Then you have, at number 8, American Idol.
Okay. Yeah, that's. You know what? I watched that with my kids had a fantastic time. I agree with that 1,000%.
Number 7, everybody loves Raymond. Okay, most families could watch that.
Yeah. It's either here
garbage,
or there,
but
right?
You can put it on.
Some
you know what I mean?
Some no.
Number 6, Night Calls. On
Night Calls, stop it.
Extreme Makeover.
Night Calls.
Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
Do you ever watch Night Calls?
I do not.
Okay. Me neither.
I do not. No, I really don't. I swear to God, I don't.
I don't either.
Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
I do. I lied.
Okay.
Okay.
I didn't. Number 5 is Seventh Heaven. Number 4 is Reba.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
number 3, now here's where this list really gets hinky. Both number 3 and number 2 on the family-friendly list are on the PAX network.
Of course.
You know.
There you go. I knew it would be on an obscure network.
Number 3 is something called Sue Thomas, FBI. Number 2 is something called Doc, D-O-C, on PAX.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, this is like an advertisement for a show that doesn't get any money.
And then the number 1 family show is from CBS, Joan of Arcadia, about the girl that sees God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here are the top 10 worst shows for families.
Okay.
We
okay.
love these.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
Okay, there's Reba. Okay. Number 10, Cold Case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like a CSI show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good show.
Number 9, Will and Grace.
Really?
Well, of course.
It's because the anti-homosexual.
Of course, because yeah. there's fags on that show.
Oh, my God. You know, get a life. That.
Number 8, Las Vegas, the show with James Caan.
Well, there's a lot of cleavage.
Number 7, Girlfriends on UBN.
Hmm.
Number 6, The Surreal Life on the WB.
Well, nobody.
Number 5 is CSI.
Because of all the blood and guts?
Now, I'm there with you. You know, maybe if you got little kids, you don't want to see the brain going through the brain in slow motion.
I wouldn't show my kids CSI.
However, having said that, you'll be glad to know that this Parents Institute thinks that while CSI is the 5th worst show that you could watch with your kids, the 4th worst show is 2.5 Men.
Really?
Yeah, that dumb
Charlie Sheen
show.
Pretty racy for kids.
Yeah, but still... You know, I mean, if you're going to balance out
right,
this,
no, I understand. Versus
CSI
gore.
Has the scenes where you see the bullet goes into a guy's head. And
exactly.
All the different ways that it went.
Doesn't 2.5 Men center around a kid, too? There's a kid on the show, but it's still pretty racy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was telling Buzz, racy, so says Buzz.
Yeah. Risque, if you will.
I was telling Buzz,
blow.
My burlesque buddy, Buzz, that, I don't know, this is like a month ago, I said, do you ever watch this dumb Charlie Sheen show? I said this to him in real life, not on the radio, obviously.
He loves it, right?
And he said, yeah, I watch it all the time. I said, you know, free to watch it, too. And I got so pissed when I watched this episode. It was something about a sperm sample to find out if the guy is...
Not for kids.
To see if they were swimming or not.
Right.
And as I was watching this show, not that it was funny or not funny, and as it turns out, in my opinion, not funny, I was thinking, we couldn't take the script... From a goddamn CBS white bread sitcom that's run at 9:30 on Monday night.
Right.
We couldn't take that script and read that script verbatim on our show.
Without getting suspended by our company.
It's true. Or getting fired. Mm-hmm. I thought it was fascinating. I'm watching this, you know, not necessarily funny, but thinking, well, all this stuff that they are saying, and yet here we are.
Yeah, here we are in the situation that we're in.
Am I keeping you from an appointment?
What are you talking about?
Did you check your watch?
No. My watch class came undone.
You know me. I'm terribly insecure.
What? You think I was looking at the watch?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Here's what it looked like. Because I was looking down and looking at Buzz, and just with my peripheral vision, I saw you going like this. Almost as if to say, oh, Christ.
Only 4:35. No, in 20 years have I ever done that? I've stifled a yawn once.
Okay. never mind. That's me.
Right.
Number 3, Fear Factor. The number 2 worst show for families. Now you watch.
He checked his watch. What was number 2?
Hold on, I haven't gotten there yet.
What was number 3? Fear Factor?
Fear Factor.
Not for families.
Number 2 is That 70s Show. And the number 1 worst show for families.
I just want to stop you, though, because I speak from experience here. I think Fear Factor, if you monitor it and it doesn't have stuff that's traumatizing. Mm-hmm. I watched Fear Factor with my kids when they were, like, on top of a car getting rained on. I didn't think it was that big of a deal.
I think my kid watched all this, even when he was little. Anyway, number 1 is Everwood, a show on the WB. I've never heard of it.
It's a porno. Teen soap.
I've never seen it.
Mm-hmm.
And, Rob, do we have some real sappy music? We have a good feel-good today.
Oh, good.
I hated not to get a feel-good on the air.
We could use a feel-good.
It's a real good feel-good. It's one I think that at least one, maybe two, maybe three guys in this room will really enjoy. I know, Mike, you'll enjoy it, but not perhaps as much as the rest of us.
Okay.
Okay?
Very good.
Anyway, this comes from London. Every once in a while we find one of these. It's just
a lot of European stories.
It's a real tug at the heart, though.
Oh, heartstrings. Nice. Good, good, good.
Okay, so there's a British man. Now, sadly, this British man is being treated for shock. You see, he was up on a ladder pruning trees.
Oh, that's nice. Keep your yard in good shape.
Cutting back tree branches at his home in southwest London just this past Monday, just 2 days ago, when he accidentally tumbled backwards in the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
So he's up on the tree and he does that thing.
Took a little bit of a fall.
Like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Wow.
The chainsaw was still running and crashed below him, cutting off his wife's head.
Oh, my. Oh, dear.
Now, let me say.
So he dropped the chainsaw and she was like spotting for him on the ladder?
She was not decapitated. The neck was held on by a string.
Ooh.
string of veins.
Wow.
However, she was killed instantly.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a tragic accident, and that's
anything more to the story?
No, Mike, that the feel good is man on a ladder
drops the chainsaw.
So he was on the ladder and the wife was down below?
Yes.
That's where I went wrong.
Right, so you had it backwards, Buzz.
Very good.
I hope he recovers.
So do I.
Yes, I wish him Godspeed.
So do I, which is why I said I think there were three guys in this room that would probably, this weekend, being as you're not married, I know there would be three of us this weekend. They go, hey, you know what would be a great idea, Frida? How about I get up in this tree and cut back some of these branches? Just let me get this thing going up here. Now listen, honey. Baby, I love you so much. Listen, just spot me, okay? Whoa, I'm about to lose my... Whoa! And then I would, what would I say? I would say, I am in shock. This is a tragic accident.
Is that the quote?
Yeah, that's the quote from the guy.
Mention a brand on that chainsaw?
The guy whose name they're not mentioning.
Oh, my God.
His name is Larry Lucky.
Wow.
Anyway.
Don't forget to tie back the safety.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. That's just feel good. That's a feel good.
Yes, there are three people grinning in here right now. Yes, sir.
Funny.
Funny. There are four.
Funny. Okay, the guy, his name is Tyler Ramsey.
Howdy, Tyler.
From the Fox Network, going to be on here to pimp to get some of our listeners to get involved in this show, Trading Spouses. He'll be with us right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Here I go! Get it!
Christina! Christopher! Damn it! And for Christ's sake, get them out of the garden.
I'm sorry, Joan.
Have Tina bring me up my coffee.
The Don and Mike Show.
The garbage can. Don and Mike.
See, I think it might have been garbage can.
Yeah.
Not garbage pail. When we originally had the first pornographer on.
Right.
And he said, what did he say about the people that work in the industry?
The women who work in the film.
The garbage
cans. Garbage cans.
That's what I said.
Oh, you're right. I had written down garbage pail.
Yes.
Forget I said that. And also, you won at the foot game today.
I did?
I don't know. I just feel bad now because I just said...
We could get Julie and Shondell to come back in and talk about it. We could.
I wrote down garbage pail. You said garbage can.
Yeah, because I remember that guy vividly. We got a big laugh out of that.
So, Mike, there you go.
The golden boy.
There you go. My
apologies. Congratulations. I can't help it.
My apologies. joining us now, Tyler Ramsey from Fox TV. Guy produces Trading Spouses. Before we chat with him, let's briefly look at last night's episode. We got a couple of clips. First, the essence of Lisa Bowers. This was the mommy that we didn't have on.
Mm-hmm.
She had to move in with the family of the broad we did have on.
I liked her.
Here's a little clip of her.
I've always dreamt, oh, it could only be better, it could only be better.
Would I like a few luxuries in life? Sure. But who would it? Okay, I'll make ice cubes.
You know the recipe.
My mom's not typical because she can't cook.
But that's because we ask her not to.
All right, so they were a funny family.
Yeah,
they really were.
That's the mom we didn't have on.
Mm-hmm.
The mom we did have on. We remember, I don't want to make fun of kids, even after she said they're fat.
Yeah, you're big. Or she tried to cover herself on the show when she said, you're big.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's why you're big. I mean, you're big like a football player.
Here's the essence of Samantha Pilek, the lady we had on Monday's episode.
People call me lucky because my whole life has been lucky. I believe in positive thinking, positive visualization. You know, I basically believe that if you want something, you need to believe hard enough in it, you're going to have it. Even if it's something stupid like getting a good parking place, I just know when I pull in the parking lot, I'm going to get a good parking place. And I do.
God.
I just visualize sort of what I want, and I see myself doing it.
Shut up!
I want to drive.
God.
I see myself injury.
Shut up!
God. It happened. So I
shut up! Okay.
Yeah, your husband's a yacht captain. If you see yourself in Greece on vacation, that's probably because he's a yacht captain.
Okay, one more clip from last night, and then we're going to talk to this guy. Here is Samantha's husband,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Pilek, meeting Lisa Bowers, the mommy we didn't have on.
Right. This man kept inching himself closer and closer to me, and I finally turned to him and very sarcastically said, come any closer, I'm going to have to bite you. Say it again,
Good acting.
You dad. And I finally identified myself to him. I was a little bit rude, and I'm sure it caught him off guard at first. Maybe he thought, oh boy, what did my wife get me into now?
Yeah, so that's a brief synopsis mm-hmm. of last night.
That was one quality program.
And this is a show that is kicking ass in the numbers.
Can't wait for next
week. In the top 10 last week.
Right.
And now they can't print this thing fast enough. Here is Tyler Ramsey from Fox. Hey, Tyler.
Hi, how you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Listen, I heard what you said about the show, and I love the support, love the enthusiasm. And I'm glad it's entertaining you. I feel it's like the most entertaining show around, right?
I really, and we're not blowing smoke here. I know I'm not blowing smoke when I tell you, as far as all the other reality shows that I've seen, as far as just funny, just being laugh out loud funny, mm-hmm. the way it's edited, the way it's put together. I mean, I was laughing out loud. Yeah. Just the families are great. It's a funny show.
I was too, and I have to say, I am a company man, and I would say it was a good show. But I, from the bottom of my heart, like I was laughing, and I was as I was watching it, I was sitting next to my brother, and he's sort of a big jolly guy, and his like I was just. I've been delighted.
You are just a network toad.
You really are. I'm not just a network toad. I mean, I am, but at the same time...
Okay, you are.
I'm telling the truth.
But listen,
stand behind it, and I think it's hilarious.
However it worked out, whoever had the idea first, if it was you or the other network, you got this on the air, and now here's the way that it's been explained to me.
Mm-hmm.
The show is an unqualified monster hit.
Yeah.
Getting bigger numbers than Paris and Nicole.
Right.
Right.
So now Fox says... Hey, we got something, but we've only got, like, I don't know how many episodes they have. They don't have enough episodes. So, they're looking for mommies. They're looking for families. What can someone who's listening to us now do to contact Fox to get on Trading Spouses?
Several ways, actually. The easiest thing to do is go to Fox.com. Fox.com has a link where you can actually contact us. I work for a production company that makes the show for Fox, and I run all the casting for that company.
All right, now, what are you looking for? Particularly because it's really a family show, a trading family show, but you just trade the moms.
We don't just trade the moms. There are going to be some father switching coming up.
Now,
we don't just trade the moms. So we look for, fun families. Like someone suggested to me the other day, a family that I have now like had my staff actively searching for, which is a pig farming family. Like basically any family that
wow.
Look to each other and go, that sounds like a pretty fun family to watch.
Right,
what we're looking for.
A pig farmer.
Let me mention that Tyler's not the producer, he's the casting producer.
He's the casting producer.
Producer of the show. So the question is, among the people that listen to us on this coast to coast, almost nationally syndicated show,
mm-hmm.
What are you looking for? You mentioned like a pig farmer.
I'll tell you, and it's not that we're just looking for pig farmers, but I'll tell you.
Okay.
I mean, how much experience have you guys had traveling around the country?
A lot. We go to a lot of our affiliate cities, a lot of them.
Okay. You then would know as well as anyone that growing up in L.A. is worlds apart from growing up in Oklahoma or mm-hmm. growing up in even San Diego, for that matter, or South Beach, Miami, or New York. We want a representative of – we want to, like – show how diverse this country is.
Well,
so we're interested, really, in every type of family.
Well, I am from Hartford, Connecticut, which is very close to Springfield, Massachusetts. And
okay,
the difference between Springfield, Mass. And was it Newport, Long Beach, California? Newport Beach?
Laguna?
Right.
No, it's the O.C.
The O.C.
Right, the O.C.
I mean, that whole corridor there, that whole area, it's perfect. That balance is perfect because you've got two totally different realities. And the one thing that was said on the show last night, she had a small house, a tiny little house, but the first thing she noticed, like anybody from that area, because I'm from there, would be like, where's the open space? Where are the trees? And it's absolutely the way people think around there.
Can you tell about the show that was on last night,
uh-huh.
and the lady that we had on, Samantha?
Mm.
you do.
I'm shocked at your reaction to Samantha, by the way.
Well, no, you
sweetest thing around.
You didn't hear our conversation with her on Monday that we had. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
She, when we had her on Monday, and I want to say, you guys do a fantastic job of editing that with the music and just the reaction shots.
Absolutely beautiful
it's
editing.
It's packaged brilliantly. When we had her on our show, she was saying in a polite way, the kids at the other family are big and fat.
And they didn't have, they had one bathroom and it was hot in the house. And so we got going, you know, we started riffing on hot, fat, and heavy meats.
And she kept saying, you know, well, no, stop saying that the kids are fat. And then I'm watching the show last night.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing the part where they're in the supermarket. And
yeah.
This is a great dynamic. This lady that we had on, this bitchy mom that we had on.
Oh, God.
And now listen, hold on, Tyler. You should have heard her, like, giving us, reading us the Riot Act. She's the one that says the other family is big, as she says.
Yeah. Right.
They're just big.
But we know she's saying fat. They're, I mean, come
right,
on.
The right. Scene last night on the show, they're in the grocery store, and the kids are trying to pick out some cereals. And every cereal that they pick, she says no to. Everyone, she says, no, there's sugar in that. And then there's the dad.
Yeah.
The kid's dad. Who is
I love
a
dad.
Big, fat love.
Yeah, and a great guy. I liked it.
And he says to this to the hot Samantha, the girl that we had on the show.
He sells his wife out.
He
yeah.
says,
you know, my wife's always
sells
buying that.
Yeah.
My wife's always buying that stuff. I keep telling her. Meanwhile, this guy has
like
got, an,
story.
He's yeah. got an ass bigger than anybody in this room.
You know what they remind, like, I think of the Bowers. I think the Bowers are a fantastic family, yeah. and they are a very close and cool family. I think of them, like, I relate to them in the same way I think a lot of America relates to The Simpsons. And if there is, like, a live-action version of The Simpsons right now, I think the closest thing is maybe the Bowers.
They were beautiful. They were absolutely perfect. And, you know, it was obvious and came through loud and clear that they really do care for one another.
Who still eats fluff?
Yeah.
Then,
but here's the thing. He didn't. But calling it fluff.
On a sandwich.
Calling it fluff, though. Not marshmallow, but calling it fluff.
Simply fluff.
They buy it by the atomizer jug.
What about. Did you see with the part where the kid comes out and like, got Hershey syrup or something in his hand? And she's like, no. No. Before we ask you about our listeners, here's one more clip from last night's trading spouses. Here's each lady's reaction to their new life, now that they're living with new families. Here's another clip from last night's show.
Hi, Bailey.
Oh, my God. Mom got more toothpaste.
I know.
Hi. Hi, Scooby. Yeah.
Come on in.
What a beautiful home you guys have.
Thank you, thank you.
Bathroom here with a shower.
Okay. We all share the bathroom.
Well, this is mine and my wife's room, yeah.
What a beautiful, beautiful bed. Look at that. What is your view? What are we looking at?
The hills.
What are the hills called? What is that?
Laguna Hills.
Backyard.
Broken pool.
Broken pool.
There they are.
Swimming pool.
This is a really nice backyard. The house is beautiful. A lot nicer than my humble abode back home in Massachusetts.
So I'm a little bit nervous about, you know, one shower.
There's our girl.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she is so
nice. Oh, I loved it.
Now, you go to Fox.com, and you register your family, and I think Tyler said they're looking for pig farmers, they're looking for the real-life Simpsons. If someone was to beat the odds, send you the come on, get on the show, and somehow they, you know, you got them from being on our show, if they're one of our listeners in one of our cities, do we get some payoff on that? I mean, we're not talking about
hey,
money.
I'll tell you what your payoff is. How much did you enjoy watching the episode last night?
Here's the thing. All I want to know is, do we get some nugget? Not money, not a thank you, a card, just maybe a brief mention. Just, you know, like, hey, it's like, you know, these people that you love that are so awful, these people that eat with their hands and live with pigs.
These pig farmers.
They enjoy listening to the Don and Mike show.
How about this? Here's what I will do.
Okay.
If we use someone who responds, if we get someone and they respond to the show.
Yes, sir.
And they say, yes, you know what? I heard about you from the Don and Mike show.
Right.
Right on.
When they're on the show, we will do one of these interviews, and I'll tell everyone that you guys hooked them up. You can have an interview with them and tell everybody that you hooked them up. I mean, if you want credit in that respect, take all the credit you want. I would love for this entire
good at that.
To like
let me just
helping
tell
me for this search.
Let me just tell you.
Yeah.
Be ready for the barrage from the great unwashed.
Be ready. I believe
But let me be very specific. when I said pig farmer, that's just something that someone threw out.
Right.
I do not want just the great and white.
No, but I'm telling you today, I am not kidding you, Tyler. You're going to get a bunch of emails from our listeners. I'm not kidding. You're going to get 50 pig farmers today.
Yeah, you will. You
are not. I am not kidding about that.
But as
that.
He said, okay, not the great unwash. You want the other side too, right?
I want the other side.
Everybody.
Like, let's see. What's the family in The Simpsons? The doctor fan, like the doc, not the great doctor on
the Hibbert.
Simpsons. Hibbert. I would love the Hibberts.
No, listen. Let me just say.
I would love people who hang out with Paris and Nicole. Like, I very, very, very much would also like to represent upper-class society and
sure.
high society.
Yeah, I got you.
And from whether they're from Dallas, Nashville, or wherever, I very much want to represent a diverse, both sides of what this
Listen,
country
that's,
has offered.
That's why we can offer, our motto is from the womb to the tomb.
Absolutely.
And they actually have, like, dumb pieces that they give us, that they send out saying, like, our audience is affluent and college educated. You wouldn't know it from listening to them call us.
No.
But I think we can get you a nice cross section. So again, if they just go to fox.com, what do they look for when they get to fox.com?
Fox.com, and what that will do is it'll take you to actually our casting website, which is tradingspousescasting.com. Not to be confused with tradingspouses.com, which I don't want to promote, and trust me, it has nothing to do with our show.
Oh. All right, well.
Oh, wow.
Tradingspousescasting.com does have something to do with our show.
Listen,
it tells you how to apply for the show.
Go to Fox.com.
And what we would really like people to do is to basically just email us like a page-long description of their family, why their and most importantly, it's like why their family is unique and why it would be fun to watch.
All right, and make sure you wrote that you heard Tyler on our show today. And please, Tyler, when you get that perfect family, and I know you will.
Yeah, we're confident. We're confident we're going to deliver for
you. Call us back.
Yep.
Hey, I'll tell you what. If you'd like, we can talk in 2 days, and I'll tell you what kind of response. And I'll tell you, like, whether, you know, someone may or may not work, but I can go, hey, right now, already from you guys, like, we've got, like, a corn husker. We've got a pig farmer. We've got a billionaire. Like, I would love to have a conversation with you in, like, 3 days and say, yes.
Okay. That'd be great. We'd love to do that.
Let's
put you on hold now. Let's talk to Beth Ann. Thank you, Tyler.
You guys are fun to talk to, and have a great day.
Thank you. Hold on a second. That's Tyler Ramsey, who I could smell his cologne through the telephone.
Yeah.
He was, you know, wearing a shiny suit, and he's got the gel in his hair.
He's got the energy.
Talking to us on the earpiece thing.
Yeah. Little phone like Zoolander. I'll tell you what.
Here's what I'll do.
I'll tell you what.
But you know what? The you can't argue with the product that he...
No,
and it's really... The one thing I felt last night watching that show is I was really, really jacked that we... got associated with this show a little bit because it is, I think it's the best reality show I've seen in a long time.
And just remember, as I pointed out yesterday, I constantly point out, we as society, especially us, I mean us in this room, but everybody, our attention span is that of a gnat.
Absolutely.
So right now the show is hot. Right now the show is getting some ratings, the show Trading Spouses. So go to Fox.com. If you're one of the many families that listens to this show.
As I watched it last night and rubbed my stomach, I was proud to be a New Englander.
You want to be on that TV show, I'm telling you. I guarantee, and Fox is doing this with no other radio shows,
mm-hmm.
They called us because they've had good reaction to the mommies we had on the show.
You know, really, compared to so many other of these reality shows, I think this is a very, very fast ticket to getting yourself on the Magic Box.
And I didn't want to say this with this guy Tyler on the phone, but that Samantha lady told me she told us she made 50 grand.
Yeah, right.
That's mm-hmm. pretty easy money for a week's work, and they got to turn these shows out lickety split. They've only got like 3 or 4 left.
Now the thing about next week on that show is that they're going to be each mommy is going to be spending the money for the other family.
Yeah,
that's
where it gets good too.
It looks like it's going to get a little ugly.
Tensions building. Yeah,
and listen, this is a reality show that even Buzz likes.
Right, right.
I don't watch many. I don't like them generally.
Buzz don't like Survivor.
This rocked. I can't wait for the next episode.
Buzz don't like American Idol.
Right.
Buzz don't like nothing.
Right.
No, Buzz likes B12.
B12. Yes. Wow, sprayed under his tongue.
He does love that. So go to Fox.com and let's show them. Let's show them.
Yeah.
Let's show them the type of people that listen to this show.
And incidentally, if you were listening to Tyler when Don was saying, hey, what's the nugget that we get? If you read between the lines there, we get absolutely nothing.
Right.
Right. That's the way that works. Yes.
We would have the satisfaction of knowing that they're our family.
Yeah, we will know if one of our families gets picked.
When we come back... The garbage can.
Garbage can.
The garbage can. I can't even tell you the setup on this. It's too lengthy. But suffice it to say, when we come back, a pornographer, the United States Army, and the first edition of The Garbage Can.
We're going to take a look inside the garbage can.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What you see is what you get with Females for Hire. And it's a lot more than you have ever seen. Yes, Females for Hire makes the happy hooker look like Mother Goose. It's all here, all of it, with everything left in and nothing left out. The story of the jungle they call the street and the girls who have become the most dangerous game on earth. Here is the marketplace, the buyers and the sellers, the conners and the conned, the dream and the nightmare. Females for Hire. They guarantee you a good time. The contract doesn't say you'll come out alive. You're playing with fire. With Females for Hire. From Independent International, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
The Don and Mike Show.
Let them give ye a comedy facial. Don and Mike.
Here we go. Time for a station break. How about Pittsburgh? WURP. Warren, Ohio. WANR. Salt Lake City. Big 700. KALL. It's great to be back on in Tampa Bay on the station we used to be on. 1010. WBZZ.
All right.
The Secret Sound. We've not played the game yet today. It's worth 1,300 bones.
Yes, that's making the management nervous.
$1,300. The people from Fox called right before we came back on the air. Their website is temporarily down. You've clogged it up. And because of that, on Monday, we will have the other mom on.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so cool. They're going to, like, you know, it's like all of a sudden they hang up the phone with us and they get, like, I don't know how many web hits it takes 10 minutes to get.
Right.
But they got so many web hits, they called up and they said, oh, listen, how about Monday, like, is good publicity, we have the other mom on.
Yeah, it's all what have you done for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Tomorrow on the show, you Dale Jr., NASCAR fan, something about DaleJr.com, some guy that works for NASCAR.
I like Dale.
Also, a woman from E! Another one of these reality shows, The Diary of an Affair.
Really?
She's coming to talk about that and singing senator. Yeah. He's going to be on the show tomorrow, too.
Oh, boy.
Now it's time for the garbage, the garbage can.
Let's take a look inside of the garbage can.
Now, this is a story about pornography. And you know, we don't do the show that we used to do.
No, we don't.
Very happy with the way things are going now. But every once in a while, we want to get into a topic that even in our new, family-friendly format, we can still deal with. Pornographer says, bullets, not boobs. Now, let me mention that we have two people on the phone, a man named Mark and a woman named Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Mark is the president of Kick-Ass Pictures. They're based in downtown L.A. Every movie from Kick-Ass Pictures comes with a guarantee.
The guarantee?
Number one?
What is it?
No fake breasts.
Very nice. Mm-hmm.
Number two? No condoms.
None.
Number three, all naked sex. Number four, entertainment value.
Wonderful.
So you might remember that a couple of weeks ago we were talking about how the Army is giving breast augmentation to ladies.
That's kind of an incentive, right?
Yeah, like a carrot in front of them to get them to join the war.
Right.
Okay, so Kick-Ass Pictures, yeah, as I just mentioned, one of their guarantees is no fake breast.
Mm-hmm.
So they offered any female soldier a full day at a beauty spa of their choice, $500 in high-end lingerie, and they actually found a
some
woman.
Some of the finest lingerie you'll find, Don, from a lady.
They actually found a woman, a GI.
Who's been honorably discharged.
And here she is now. Here is Jennifer Zamstra.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi there.
Hi there. And Mark, are you there?
Yep, here.
Mark, I love your kick-ass guarantee, incidentally.
Thank you.
How long have you had the company, Mark?
We started in 98.
And everything's going well for you?
Yes. Luckily, porn is recession-resistant.
And, Mark, who am I to say, but I would say on your list of the four guarantees, I would put entertainment value at number one.
Number one, yeah, sure.
Number one, entertainment value. So
most of our customers, the other thing's a little more important, but...
Yeah, I know, but...
All naked sex. I'd put that at number one.
How frustrating is it to see a sex scene where the girl keeps her bra or shoes on, and, you know...
Oh, is it?
So we get the girls completely naked for the sex.
And you guarantee it.
Guaranteed.
We got that. So, here's a quote now from Mark. I'm reading from some propaganda press release. I'm appalled by the U.S. military's blatant and immoral exploitation of young women. They're setting the wrong example. They should be encouraging American women to be happy with their bodies.
Amen.
Yep. So you wanted to find a woman who's gotten out of the service. And Jennifer, how did you find out about Mark's warm offer of the day of a full day at a beauty spa and $500 in high-end lingerie?
Well, basically, a friend of mine just emailed me the link and said, hey, you'd probably be interested in this. And I looked it up and thought it was a good deal. So.
And are you in the movies, too?
Oh, no.
No. Mm-hmm. And would you ever do a movie?
You consider being in a movie?
No. Mm-hmm.
Really? You're just somebody who served her country and you like the idea of maybe a day at the spa and some high-end lingerie.
Oh, yeah.
Mark, even though she said no, is it possible that Jennifer meets the standards of Kick-Ass Pictures?
Yeah, she sent her picture in. And, if she expressed an interest in starring in some films, I would certainly do that.
Are you hoping that, when you get some of these responses from these women who have been dishonorably discharged, that they might participate in some of your films?
Yeah, that would be great.
Would you ever do a film, with a military theme?
Absolutely.
Yeah, of course you would.
Jennifer, what branch of the service were you in, darling?
The Army.
In the Army, and when did you get out?
Last week, actually.
Oh, well, wow. Welcome home.
Where were you serving?
Fort Hood,
all right.
I just thought of it.
Ironic. In the old show, we could go on for an hour about that.
Fort Hood. So what was your rank at the time of your, and again, discharge?
Rob has already come up with the title.
What is that?
Army Brat, rated X.
I like that.
Wow. Yes,
there you go.
Is that?
Yes, please. Send a check to Rob Spiewak.
Now, still funny... Discharge.
Yes, yeah, that's funny too.
Since your discharge,
we hope none of that happens.
Where have you been serving, Jennifer?
Of course, I was in Fort Hood. I went to Kuwait for a little while.
That's what I was looking for. Yeah, if you were overseas or not. So you were in Kuwait.
Yes.
You saw some bad stuff. What is the and bad stuff? I just mean Army stuff.
Sure.
Well, what's the highest rank you achieved until you were?
Discharged.
Specialist E4, not very high at all.
And what can you tell us about this offer from Mark Kulkis? What do you think of it?
Kick-Ass Pictures.
Are you happy with it?
Yeah, I definitely am. When I heard about the fact that they were offering, free boob jobs to women, actually I heard about it a couple of years ago.
That you're talking about the Army offering free boob jobs,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I actually heard about it a couple of years ago. It was kind of a secret thing. Oh, if you go to the doctor and ask them for a boob job, they'll give you one.
Right. And this is the military. So if you go to the military plastic surgeons, they also, they do the breast augmentation?
That's what I heard. I never really, went and asked them about it because I'm really not interested in it. But
Mark, did you research this a little bit? Do you know more about this?
This came out because New Yorker magazine did an article on this 2 weeks ago.
Right.
And they interviewed Department of Defense officials and everyone, and... their ostensible reason is, the plastic surgeons need to practice. But obviously...
All right, that was the story that we had heard, too, right?
Yeah.
Because there's, thankfully, not a lot, although we hear about the KIA, there's not a lot of work for them to do as opposed to other
probably
work.
Not a lot of work in the area of cosmetic surgery.
Right. Correct.
Right.
But, the fact is, in this time when they're really getting desperate for to get new soldiers, I think they're covertly using this as a recruiting tool.
Yeah. Jennifer, if I could ask you, have you received your $500 in high-end lingerie?
Not yet. They were talking about flying me out to Los Angeles to maybe go to a spa out there and receive all...
And maybe
get them out to Los Angeles, right, Mark?
Yeah.
Maybe at that point you have a glass of wine
and you decide on a different career path, huh?
We'll see what happens. But the main thing, we're going to have a rally in front of a recruiting station because we want to draw attention to this, that they shouldn't be spending tax dollars on this.
Mark, would you accept a photo of that girl that was the woman that was in all of the torture pictures?
Lindy England.
Right. I'm guessing from those pictures, she's not had breast augmentation.
I don't believe so.
Will you accept a photo of her?
If she came forward and wanted to take advantage of the offer, I mean, it's, you know, we're trying to discourage boob jobs. So anyone who resists that temptation and is honorably, they have to be honorably discharged is the thing, though.
Discharged. Right. Yeah, and Lindy England might not have a chance at doing
that.
That's right.
I saw a picture of her leaving the courthouse this morning. I saw the picture.
Right, right.
Lindy England?
I think she's taking solace in ice cream.
Now, because you gave Jennifer here, you know, although she's not received it yet, she's a winner, are you going to continue? Does this end with her, or are you going to have more random winners?
Yes, I mean, anyone who contacts us, who can prove they're honorably discharged and, you know, has natural breasts, then we'll make good on this offer. We have our website, kickasspictures.com, and if you there, you can email us and, you know, we'll honor it through anyone who contacts us.
I have a question for you, Mark. I would be curious about, you know, when you're talking about fake or real, sometimes it's very, very hard to tell. Do you fancy yourself an expert in being able to tell whether they've had augmentation or not?
Yes, I do, actually.
Have you ever been fooled?
No, not in person. A photo can fool you.
Right.
So if it's,
not in person, though.
In borderline, you got to see, when you see them in motion, that's the key.
That's how you can really
Mike,
tell.
Please remember the kick-ass guarantee.
Yes.
No fake breasts.
Right.
No condoms.
Right.
All naked sex. And entertainment value.
Now, remembering that we have our new standards here, Mark, what would be your biggest selling title that you have? And if it's something with a naughty word in it, don't mention it. Abbreviate.
But if it's something like Forrest Hump or something like that, we'd like to know.
One of my lines is called Cheek-a-Boom, and that's Latin girls.
Uh-huh.
And then we have Specs Appeal. That's girls who wear glasses.
Oh, very good. And they're all...
S-P-E-C-S. And then there's the Rob version.
No.
The Rob Hispanic version.
Yeah. Now, the thing is, all right. But
I love these, Mr. Robbie. God. I'm here for you.
Wow.
And we also have a line called On the Air.
That one, I think I just had to hit the dumb button.
Just to be on the same side. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, to say that.
All right, listen, Garbage Can. Great talking to you. Garbage... Can it is, right, Mike?
Yes. Not paled on.
What is your website if there's anyone out there that wants to jump in on this?
It is kickasspictures.com.
And Jennifer, we're glad that you made it back from overseas.
You going to tell all your military pals about this?
Oh, definitely.
Very good.
Cool.
Jennifer, do you believe in the motto of Kick-Ass Pictures? Do you believe in their guarantee?
I do, because I think fake breasts are very unattractive.
Yeah. And, could you possibly tell us the celebrity you most resemble, Jennifer?
I've been told I look like Meg Ryan.
Oh, very, very nice. And, Don, is it possible to ask for breast size? Can we still do that?
I believe, Mike, it would be okay. Just this one.
Just this one.
We're doing this as an informational segment.
Jennifer, since you are, I mean this only the best possible way, since you're all natural, could you give us your breast size, please?
I'm only a B.
A B.
Yeah.
And if I could ask something that pertains to our show today, darling, and I'll keep this music going because Mike found it a nice subject. May we guess your shoe size?
You can guess.
All right, let's see.
Will you tell us?
Sure.
Okay, but don't tell us if we get it right. There's four of us here. I'm going to guess you're a size 7.
I'll say a 6.5.
Buzz?
I'll say 6.
Robbie?
I agree, 7.
What's your shoe size?
8.5.
Ooh. Oh!
Wow. Are you a tall drink of water?
I am.
Ah, that's what you go. Lovely.
All right, well,
are you guys into the foot fetish a little bit?
Yeah, do you have a title for us, Mark?
Absolutely, I have the best foot line in the market. It's called Barefoot Confidential.
Oh, send me all of them.
Thank you.
I will.
All right, Mark, thank you for your time. Jennifer, thank you for your service to our country.
Very good, guys, and good luck to both of you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
There they go.
Oh, and Jennifer?
Uh-huh.
What size combat boots do you wear? Can we ask that one? Cause is that different than your shoe size?
I think they're in guy sizes. It's six wide.
Six wide. Ah.
Six wide.
Okay, very good.
Thank you. All Thank right. you both.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thanks for joining us.
And God bless America.
On this edition of the garbage can.
The garbage can. We've taken another peek down inside the
garbage can.
We have a line called Specs Appeal. All women in glasses.
The kick-ass guarantee.
And they have the largest foot fetish line in the business.
The best. No fake breasts. No condoms. All naked sex. And entertainment value.
Jesus. Oh, God.
Okay, that was a good booking. That was. That really was.
That was fantastic. I thoroughly enjoyed that.
Jeff. Hello, Jeff. Don and Mike Show. Hey.
Yeah. The reason Lindy looks a little big is she's pregnant.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Libby.
Oh, is that where Joe wrote Libby?
Libby England?
Yeah. Libby England.
She's hot, too.
That's what Joe just wrote on the screen.
She's not hot. She's
oh,
not
yeah.
Hot. Come on. Stop Stevie
that
Wonder.
Haircut, man, she is sexy.
No, I had a conversation with Stevie Wonder today, and he said he can see she's ugly. Get out of here.
I'd let her train me.
Okay, get out of here. You're the trainable. you're the candy shell.
Are you retarded?
I think so.
It's not a rhetorical question. Are you retarded?
Yes. Phone scan time right now. We've not done a phone scan yet on today's show. So get on the line to get on the air. We take live unscreened phone calls from any city. From anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. From Canada, 800-636-1067. Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067.
Jennifer, before we give you your high-end lingerie, we need to take a few Polaroids.
And don't forget the motto on the Donna Mike Show.
Yeah.
No fake breasts. No condoms.
Right.
All naked sex. And entertainment value.
Are you retarded?
Yeah.
It's not a rhetorical question.
Yeah.
Are you retarded?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Phone scan next.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
FreeCreditReport.com.
The Don and Mike Show.
That's a good jingle.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Darlene?
Yeah?
What's Superman's name?
Clark Kent.
No. The actor.
Christopher Reeve.
The new one.
Dean Cain?
Right. Now, where does he work?
At the Daily Planet newspaper in Metropolis.
Hey.
I know, I'm just teasing. They're on the Warner Brothers lot.
Fine. Could you get them for me, please?
Sure.
Dean Cain, Hank Kingsley. Listen, I just wanted to call you, congratulate you on the People's Choice gig. It's another fleet in your cape. And here it is, bottom line. Al Hairlip Hartman, you don't want this guy. You can't understand this guy. You don't want to be introduced as Superman, do you? Whereas I, your biggest fan, will be able to announce you as Superman. Or Dean Cain, sure. Whatever you... Hello?
The Don and Mike Show. Hot dog. The Don and Mike Show.
Hot dog.
Hot dog.
Hot dog. Phone scan time here. 877-365-3636. That's from America. Canada. We heard in Ontario. Somehow they're getting us in Toronto. Somehow Vancouver, some weird way I'm not allowed to talk about.
There's a plot afoot.
Yep. So in Canada, call 800-636-1067 and hear us on WJFK FM in Washington. Here's your little backdoor number, 202-432-1067.
Oh.
Yeah, okay, pigs.
Oh.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Get out of here, you. Hello.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hi, phone scan. You are on the air. We're doing great.
Great, man. I'm going to kick your guys' asses if you talk about Wichita again. We got smoking hot women down here, man.
Well, any pig farmers?
No, we have smoking hot ladies, man.
Smoking hot ladies?
Mm-hmm.
Are there any garbage cans?
We got no garbage cans, man. In Sacramento, I heard there's garbage cans.
Right. I want to say you are a perfect spokesman for all that's right with Wichita, Kansas.
Absolutely. You can just be one.
That's right. Wichita.
Well said.
Thank you.
The pride is back.
You learned that in school.
There you go. Hello. Don and Mike Show. This is the phone scam. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Chick-a-bye.
All right, thanks.
Very good. Was topic, that call also from Wichita?
No, I don't know where it was from.
Inside Live.
That was Houston's area code. That's a new area code I have to learn.
Wow, nice.
Perhaps someone just calling from Houston on KIKK telling us what they're going to have for dinner tonight.
Wonderful.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey there, Chief.
Hey, Chief.
Hey,
hey, don't call me Chief. Don't call me Chief.
Hey,
right, Chief.
Damn, Jack, less than 2 weeks to Elvis Dead Day.
Tell me.
Wow.
Tell me. Like I'm not counting down the days. Dude.
Oh, if you only knew. I think I might take her off work that afternoon.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a question, though.
Yes, sir.
When Arnold speaks and he says Gale, how would you spell that?
Gale.
Probably
G with a three U's and an
R
and L. No, you don't need the R.
I was thinking G-E-L, but that would be gel.
No.
Gel.
No, I think there's a slight R.
How about a G-U-H-L?
Winner.
Wouldn't that
be it?
Yeah.
Hey, girl.
You've nailed
it. There you go. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Phone scan. Yes, anybody can call. Anybody can get through. Hello, phone scan.
I'm a good girl on the phone scan.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, you're very good. Are you a pretty girl?
Doctor says I need a bacchiotomy.
Well, no, don't even ask.
Better if we don't ask.
Don't ask, because I already know what the joke is. Hello, Don and Mike.
Welcome
show.
To our butterfly net.
Hello, phone
hey,
scan.
Hey, Radio God.
Hi there, you're on the air.
How you doing, boys?
We're doing okay, my friend. A lot depends on what you have to bring to the table.
Well, to be honest with you, not much.
Hope you like being at the adults' table. Go back and sit with the kids. It's like Thanksgiving on this show.
Yeah, it's a real small card table for the kids.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Phone scan.
That.
Yes. You got to hurry. You're going to be at the card table with little kids.
Hey, I was just calling to tell you about my old company commander who got his wife a boob job by the Army.
Really? Yes. Okay. Now, all right. Now I'm listening.
All right. Yeah, I guess he went in there and said that his wife was distressed about her chest and it was causing her mental anguish. So she got the free boobs.
And I guess what the way it sounds to me in the military is these surgeons don't have a lot of experience doing the procedures.
Yeah,
so I imagine there's some bad boob jobs coming out of the Army.
I might be a little worried. It might be like when my dad would bring my brother and I down to Wheaton when we were kids. And we would have to go to the barber college because my dad, who never met a quarter that he didn't want to embrace and swallow so that no one could get it, would actually get our hair cut on Saturday.
Right.
Right off Georgia Avenue, Wheaton, Maryland.
Right?
No, Mike, there was a nominal 10-cent charge. I'm not kidding. Imagine that. Now, this is back 1968, 1969.
10 cents.
But still, 10 cents to get your hair cut.
Any tipping?
No. No, because it was just 10 cents, one price, and it was a barber college.
Yeah, learning while you earn.
Yeah, so Dad would say, okay, I got 20 cents, go get your hair cut.
That's where all the barbers look like the Three Stooges.
Yeah, that's right. Because you put a bull on the head.
And swinging the alphabet with their mortar boards.
B-A-B, B-E-B, B-I, Biggie-Bye, B-O-Bo, Biggie-Bye-Bo, B-U-Boo, Biggie-Bye-Bo-Boo. We could go on, but we won't.
Yeah, we still do. We still have it.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, I got a question for Rob.
Yeah.
How's that picture coming along?
How's what?
Picture of Rob.
You know, that's Rob, update on your glamour shot.
You are a publicity photo, Robbie.
Still waiting to have it back from the printers. They're in.
All right. Oh, you must be one of Rob's money fans that would like a copy of that picture.
I needed to go with his hair.
Yes. With his hair? Oh, you got a lock of his hair?
I got his back hair.
Oh, you're the guy.
You're
the
man.
Guy that won Rob's back
wouldn't
hair.
Wouldn't that go perfect?
Yes.
You know what? You shouldn't call. I'll give you
the cloning begin.
I'll give you the Regis and Kelly reason why. That I'm watching their show today. Although that guy certainly is willing to call, and congratulations to him for winning Rob's back hair.
Yes. Right.
Just don't mention it when you call up. Today
he's a Rob pig.
I'm watching the Regis and Kelly show, and they're doing the retarded trivia question.
Are you retarded?
But it really is.
It's not a rhetorical question. Are you retarded?
Because it's always something like. This movie actor who starred in such films as Jerry Maguire, you know, all the right, whatever, right. The answer is Tom. It's a very simple phone thing with the house browse. So they get one of them on the air today, and I don't know what the question is, but it's about something that everybody knows, and the woman doesn't know.
Mm.
And they're going to, and Regis goes, 7 seconds, 7 seconds. And then here the lady on the phone says, oh, well, it's okay. I'm not upset that I didn't win. We just got back from the trip we just went on your show.
Again, it happened?
Yeah, wow. And now, they don't go ballistic, right? But
you can tell?
It just gives the impression
sure.
that either there's only five house brows in their house coats
right.
sending in cards, or what are the odds that like once a month you get a prize pig
sure.
who's not even bright enough to say once they get on the air with Regis.
Who's not watching the show.
Yeah. Incidentally, we just got back
yeah.
from the trip that we just won.
That's got to, I mean, I would think that they would have some sort of way to prevent that, but I guess they can send in as many entries as they want, right?
I actually, here's how pathetic I am. I went to RegisandKelly.com, and it says there that every month they clean out the postcards.
Right.
So if you're a prize pig, you can enter every single month.
And piggy calls and wins.
And I love it. When I'm watching Regis, and when they get someone who loses and says, that's okay because I just won a trip, or they've had people mm-hmm. who have said, they've had house brothers who said, we've won four trips from you before.
Oh, that's awful.
And you know what they want to say, what Regis wants to say, looking into the camera, is, listen, you prize pig, you already won the contest once.
You're terrible, you're evil, get off the phone.
Stop it. Whore. Same thing to a smaller extent with the guy who won Rob's back hair.
Same quality of prize.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hello?
Hello, phone scan. Hi.
Ay, Leo mio.
Come again? Or he just simply hang up and die? Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Don, Mike.
Yeah, hi.
What's going on?
Hey.
Hey, I just want to tell you guys, I've been listening to you guys for about 11 years, and I did go to Fort Hood, and there was about 2 years ago, they started doing that program where they just give away free boobs.
Right. So, but would it happen with women that were active in service?
Yeah, we were all stationed at Fort Hood, and a friend of mine...
Come on and get a bag of free boobs. Wow!
No, seriously, it was something that they started doing, and I didn't even know what was going on until my friend got it right after I got out of the Army. She was still in. So, yeah, they've been doing that for quite a while. It's been kind of under wraps, though.
All right, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Private pile. What is that private pile? A breast implant in your foot locker. Are breast implants allowed in the mess, private pile?
Of course, he was going to eat it, though.
Yes, eat.
Hello, Don and Mike's show. Hello.
Mike?
Yes, Don and Mike's show.
And private pile didn't need breast implants.
He could go the other way. You know what I mean? It would be one of those reductions.
A reduction.
Yes. Hi there. You're on the air.
Hey, guys.
Yes.
I'm here.
I just wanted to let you know that peroxide will take that out of your shirt, and that you're lucky that you didn't go the other way and spray the cologne
in my mouth. Yes, yeah, I appreciate
that. All right,
that.
Thank you. Again, you have to have listened to the whole show.
That's right.
Buzz had a wonderful makeover moment today when
yes.
he was spraying mm-hmm. B12 on himself when he thought he was spraying cologne. Don't ask.
Cologne in the mouth isn't bad in a pinch.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Don't tell.
That's the rule we have with Buzz.
You know, good rule.
Whatever he was doing, some B12 thing that he puts from an eye drop bottle into a spray canister.
Well, whatever the explanation was, all I know is that there was a yellowish stain on Buzz's shirt, an orange yellowish.
There was.
Orangish, yes. Iodine-ish. Very difficult to identify.
Hello, Todd and Mike. He went home and changed his clothes.
Yeah.
Hello, phone scan.
I had a cover story.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Okay.
I'm calling. I'm wondering if you watched Trading Spouses the other night when you had that woman, that blonde woman on a couple days ago.
May I ask you a question? Have you listened to our show at all for any length of time today?
Last half an hour.
Last half an hour.
Hard worker.
I'm sorry, you're just not a good enough listener to be on this phone scan.
Yeah, man. It's unfortunate. You would know all. You would have all the answers to your question.
What is your mom?
Pardon me?
What is your mother?
She's a whore, but not as big of a whore as that woman that whored out her family.
No. Hold on. I agree wholeheartedly.
No qualifiers.
But you got to listen to the whole show. You knew we were going to have the guy today from the show on. What town does your mama live in?
Pardon me?
What city does your mom live in?
We live in Toronto.
No, what city does your mom live in? Because you're a bad caller.
Toronto as well.
No, come on.
No, it's a city. It's got a special name.
I'm sorry.
Start over. What is your mom?
My mom's a whore.
And so where does
and
she live?
What city would she live in?
I don't know.
Oh my God. Come on. Well, he's got to be trained. He's got to be trained.
It's a little town we call Whoreville. Whore town, whore city.
Yeah, it can be Whore town, Whoreville, or Whore city.
Correct.
I say Whoretown.
Okay. Whoretown.
Winner. See you later.
Winner.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show phone scan.
Donald.
Yes. Donald. Hi.
Hi. I'm 19, and my name is Jack Cassidy.
Jack Cassidy.
Oh, Michael.
Not today.
Michael.
Yes.
My feet are a size 14.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Jack.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Jack Cassidy's bisexual.
Jack Cassidy. I love feet.
Hello. Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, what's up, buddy? Did I win a phone scan again?
Phone scan, yes.
Did I win it again? I won it yesterday. Yeah, I won it again.
You won it.
Uh-huh. Get out of here. And I believe that. I believe that was whatever booger eater won the phone scan yesterday.
I won the phone scan.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, what's your mom's a slut instead of a whore?
Why don't you leave the driving to us, please?
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
And listen, clean under those fingernails.
Okay, I will.
I know they're a mess.
Not with your teeth this time.
But thank you very much for your DT.
All right.
DT?
His deep thought.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Oh, there's a hang-up. Hello, Don and Mike. Phone scan.
Hello. Here we go.
Here's a deadline. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Phone scan.
Those yellow stains on Buzz's shirt make it sound like he's been with an Asian male hooker. Nothing.
Nothing.
Eject. Right. And that's okay if you just eject. Yeah. You don't have to say that your mom lives in Whoreville.
Nothing.
You don't have to.
No.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Phone scan.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, hi there.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. My name's Angela. I've been listening to the show the whole time, and I was wondering if there's any chance I could guess the secret sound.
Oh, Angela, you must be one of those me first people.
No.
Maybe you're not familiar with the concept of weight. I would really appreciate the fact you've listened to the whole show.
Yeah. It's very kind of you, Angela.
However, would you go up to a grocery store, for instance, say, you know, I've been shopping in the store for an hour. The line says 15 items or less. I've got about 800 items in my bag. But won't you just let me go through this line?
No, I would never do that.
No, you would.
You know, we do have rules, and you know, we have a protocol as far as how we do our little contest here. You know that, don't you?
Just wait to be the 100th caller.
Okay.
Okay. Are you driving a minivan?
No, I drive a Mercedes.
Oh, well, congratulations. Oh. What do you need to play our dumb contest for?
Because I like to listen to you guys, and I thought it would be fun.
Oh, okay, well, that's all right.
Well, wouldn't it be fun?
No. You drive a Mercedes?
Yeah, it's an older model.
Really? Have you thought about being on Trading Spouses?
No, I'm not a mom yet.
You're not a mom yet.
Are you upper middle class?
No, just middle class.
Middle class. So the Mercedes sounds like an upper middle class car.
Expensive to maintain.
How do you feel about hot, fat kids?
Well, I don't believe in calling any child fat, regardless of weight, but I think kids are good.
Do you want to really be a winner?
Sure.
Send a photograph to kickasspictures.com.
kickasspictures.com.
Are they real, Angela?
Yes, they're real.
There are many rules with Kick-Ass Pictures, Angela.
Okay.
Must be real, no condoms, mm-hmm. Okay. All naked sex,
right.
And entertainment value.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Are you hated?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Maybe your family hates you?
Oh, Rob, I don't think that's, it's entirely possible. She's just, you know.
She's a very big fan of the show.
Right, and she's driving around in a Mercedes.
Mercedes.
It'll be kind of cute to, you know, to win the contest.
She's Angela, while we have you on the line, can we possibly ask the celebrity you most resemble?
My husband said you would ask this maybe if I got on. He thinks Alyssa Milano.
Oh,
wow. Does he really?
Your husband, does he cry a lot?
All right, listen, goodbye.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
She loves the show.
He's out pruning with a chainsaw. Sorry, that didn't go her way.
Don and Mike Show. Hey, Mike just referenced the Feel Good.
Yeah.
The guy who was out trimming his bushes accidentally fell off his ladder and the chainsaw cut his wife's head off.
This phone scan is like a tapestry.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
I'm actually calling for Buzz again.
Again?
Oh, no.
Yes.
No, this is worse than a return contest caller.
I know.
If you're calling, if you're one of Buzz's surrogates
out
there.
You can only win me once every 30 days. We can do nothing to keep them from him, though.
No, more Buzz, more news.
More Buzz, more news. This is one of Buzz's minions.
With the sexy music in the background.
Yeah, okay, honey. Right. See you in your town, okay?
Meanwhile, we're here slaughtering the pig.
Yeah, keep throwing all of your affection on the pretty boy who has to change his shirt. Don't worry about the fat guys that are down here doing the real work, doing the real lifting. Go ahead. Go for the pretty boy.
Well, are you happy that you've hurt us?
Well, yeah. No, I'm not happy.
No, yeah, all of you answered honestly.
Yes, Mike said,
are you happy you've heard of the
Yes,
well,
yes,
I am.
Yes.
I'm considerate. Mission accomplished.
She didn't mean that.
Don't you know how sensitive we are when women, girls call about Buzz?
Girls.
Have you not figured that out yet?
I know, but...
Call him on the news tip hotline.
Oh, Don and Mike are funny, but... Buzz.
Yeah, but
yes, and there you go. Buzz, buzz, buzz.
Haven't we heard that our whole lives? You know what that's like? Don and Mike, and I hate speaking about ourselves in third person, but
it's necessary here.
They have real good personalities.
Sure.
But that Buzz, oh, is he good to look at?
We're used to it, Angela. It's the same thing in this studio as when we all go out to the dances together.
Thanks for carrying my bags.
It's the same thing.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. See you in Toledo. If you're ever in Ohio.
I'm sure she's very nice.
No, I don't think so at all.
I think she means well.
I don't think that either.
Tell you this, she's still on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Are you retarded?
There she goes.
It's not a rhetorical question. Are you retarded?
There you
made
go.
Herself conscious.
Well, she hurt us, and then fortunately we were able to hurt her.
Not on my show. That's how it works. Buzz, you ever watch the Nature Channel? Like the Discovery Channel?
Yeah. Oh, I'm familiar with the laws of nature.
Big animals eat little
right.
animals. That's how it goes. Some broad wants to call up and like, oh, it's the second time I've called to say how much we like Buzz. No
right.
way.
Mm-hmm.
Mike and I will step on her and squash her.
I understand.
It's like when you looked at I was watching the movie with my kids the other day, The Bear. At the beginning of the bear is squatting in through the honey in the, the hive, and the bear gets stung by the bee, and then he eats the entire hive.
Yeah.
And I felt good.
Hello. This is the Don and Mike show. Hello, phone scan.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
How you guys doing?
We're doing very well. Thank you for asking.
Hey, Don, I was wondering if you had reserved your copy for Madden yet.
As a matter of fact, I don't want to brag or nothing. What's today, Wednesday?
Yes.
It's officially released a week from tomorrow. I believe that I'll have my copy tomorrow.
Are you kidding me?
How great would that be?
Yeah. See, now you've hurt this guy.
And I'm happy about it. and I'm thrilled about it.
Mm-hmm.
Let me double check. What are you doing on the phone? I need to ask you about my video game. My important video game.
She may be checking on it.
Maybe she was.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing, size 8? Was that your shoe size 8?
No, it was a size 6.
A size 6?
A 6 for Beth Ann.
Mm-hmm.
Beth Ann, I don't want to give a plug before I know for sure, but is tomorrow the day I'm getting the Madden game early?
It's the 5th or the 6th, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It could be either tomorrow or Friday.
Okay, well, the plugs will be there as soon as the game arrives.
As soon as you get that game in your hand.
And I'll pay for the game. I don't want it for free.
I know.
I just give them a plug because I want to have it early.
And then officially you go into hiding.
Yeah, I'm dying for that game. I am so dying.
How much time, sir, when the brand new game, will you just be sequestered in some room in your house for...
Here's the thing that's great about it, because there are so many new facets now this year, so many new things you can do, that I'll take the team that I play with, which is the 75 LA Rams,
right,
and I'll start with the crappiest team, like an NFL Europe team, and you'll play and you'll figure out how to get your skills up, and then when you're good enough, you play against a crappy team like the Arizona Cardinals.
Bingo.
And then you play Cincinnati, and then before you know it, you're right there, you're taking on Philadelphia.
Their toys.
I love it. And when I was playing Madden, as a matter of fact, today, I was playing Madden.
Warming up so you can, get ready for getting the new one.
Playing Madden today, I am so close to being a level 14 player.
What's the highest level you can go on the game?
I'm guessing.
Is it like unlimited? Or?
I guess so. Okay. But if you play it long enough and you play it well enough long enough.
You become a level 14.
Yes. Right now I'm currently at level 13. And Mike, the little bar on the screen indicates I'm this close to being level 14.
I so aspire to being a 14.
And of course, as you Madden aficionados know, that means I will get a bonus card. Congratulations. Flip this card around, and then at some point, I want to talk to you seriously.
What do you get of the bonus card?
It will increase your offensive performance by 25% for one quarter.
So you could go back to the beginning and just mow those teams down.
Yeah, or it's got, your quarterback will complete 75% of all passes.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Yes, but that's the bonus. And oh, the Madden.
and you get it early.
I love the Madden. Hello, Don and Mike show. I do. That's sick. I do love
Madden.
No, but
a million, that's a, isn't that the number one selling game?
It is, yeah. And it takes me about a year to finally get to the point where I feel good enough on it.
Right.
And then the next year's comes out.
And you cast the other one aside.
Yeah, oh no, Mike, they're all there.
Oh, you play them all?
No, but I've got them all displayed.
Oh, well, that's your collecting thing.
Them all displayed.
That's your hoarding instinct.
I've even got the ones from before they became like, looked like CDs.
Really?
The ones that like you would shove in the Activision or...
Like almost a mini 8-track game cartridge.
Yeah, a game cartridge. Right. Yeah, I've got every single Madden year.
Well, they'll probably be valuable some... No, they won't.
No, they won't. Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
How you guys doing?
We're doing very well, thank you.
I'm just calling down here from McAllen, Texas. They just started carrying you all show about 2 months ago. I've been hearing ever since.
Good for you.
I want to ask Mike, hey, Mike, would you consider a PT Cruiser a minivan?
No. Okay. Even though I know the PT Cruiser has certain... Well, Rob kind of likes
let me
PT.
Just tell
I
you,
consider it a Dodge Neon.
Let me just tell you, yeah, it's a Dodge Neon.
Yeah, but it's
like
not... No, it's not in the MV category.
All right, thank you. Hi. Not in much of the MV category.
Not in the MV.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Good for you.
Hello?
Turn down your radio.
You could cruise down the street in one of your PT Cruisers and you would not be an MVI.
And that is...
A minivan idiot.
Hello, Don and Mike.
How's it going, Don and Mike?
It's going great, my friend.
All right.
Turn your radio down. You're killing us with that. Please turn your radio down.
That was some ruckus. Hey, I was listening, and I heard somebody talking about the girl who got the free breast implants in the Army.
Yes, mm-hmm. sir.
And I have a friend, actually, who's a male who got a free sex change funded by the Army. And,
really?
But then after he got the sex change, they kicked him out for being a fag.
Well, I mean, that's kind of strange. I mean, I
Don,
think,
baby, how's it going?
There he is.
It was him.
Wonderful story.
All right, thank you, though. God, hello.
We were all kind of speechless after that one.
Don and Mike show.
What's up, Don and Mike? Did I win?
Are you retarded?
Again?
Pardon me?
Did I win the phone scan again? I won it yesterday. Did I win again?
No, and you know what? Now I'm looking at the caller ID. It's just that all those guys calling that sound the same.
Absolutely.
That wasn't the same guy, but they are all calling with the same bid. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Speak to us, please.
Please listen to this man.
Are you retarded?
Hello? All right, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Now something seems to be wrong.
Technically, nobody wins the phone scan.
Hello?
Right. Thank you, Rob.
This is the Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes, you're on the air. Hi.
Thank you for that.
Yes. I'm dying to know. You guys ever coming back to Philadelphia?
Yes.
No.
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 Us? One of us, I might.
Hello, right. Don and Mike show.
When yes, you got no's and a maybe.
Yeah.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hey, dumbass. Hey, hello, stupid person there who called a radio show and you're on the air right now. I hear something. Are you retarded?
Are you retarded? It's not a rhetorical question. Are you retarded?
I believe we are not going to get a response. And now the line is dead.
Oh.
I know that makes you angry. New Madden game. New Madden game.
Be happy.
Watch him soften.
Be happy. Me happy. Me play Barcelona over and over again. See, because a team like Barcelona only had a power rating of about 58.
So you win like by an incredible score?
Yes, even when you're learning the game, if you play the team that has about an 89 or a 90 average, you play against a team that's got a 50 average. Mike, thanks. That snapped me right out of it.
And you win every time.
No, actually, the computer says I win 81%
of the time. 81%
of
the
time. Hello, Don and Mike.
Bueno Arbusto, fellas.
Howdy, you're on the air.
Hey, you guys are talking about reconstructive today quite a bit. I was wondering, you remember about Donald Trump and scalp reduction?
Yeah, well, the guy, the hairdresser that said he thinks he had a scalp reduction.
Right, or no, Sam was the guy. Sam from The Apprentice was the guy that told us that, right.
Well, how does that actually work, the scalp reduction?
The way I heard is that they make an incision and they just tighten your scalp to bring the hair together where the bald spot is.
I think Rob should get that. That way it could pick
going that way.
You know what? I had to delete the last part out just because he said he could do both with his hand.
Yes, the man said Rob could get a scalp reduction and then do something.
The same hand.
He does not win the phone.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Nobody phone scan. Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes, hi.
Don and Mike, my Indian buddies, how are you?
Come on now, please, I want to just end this thing. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Mike Hughes, my boys, my boys.
Hi there, you're on the air, my friend.
Yes, quick thing, couple quick things. Okay. First freaking day of my life today at work, and I just thank the Lord that when I drive home, I can drive home to listening to you and drinking alcohol.
We don't encourage
No, that's a wonderful sentiment.
And secondly, I wanted Robbie to know that Canada will be attacking the shores on August 25th.
Okay. All right, now listen, this is going to kill Rob, but I do believe that the last person on the phone, you're from Canada, right?
Yes, sir.
Right. Last person on the phone scans a Canadian day.
Yeah, the Canadian winner today.
How about that, eh?
Yeah, but I appreciate the intelligence.
Yeah. Yeah. But he's actually corroborating your theory that they're going to attack us.
That's right.
So where do you
meet them from within?
Where are you listening to us? In Toronto?
Yes, out of Buffalo, WBUF.
Right on. Well, you, my friend, have won a sleeve of Golfdom Don and Mike Pro V1 golf balls.
Perfect.
Popular giveaway item.
Absolutely.
Golfdom, Tyson's Corner, live the game. Thank you for listening.
Perfect, thanks.
Right. Bye-bye, Mexico North. Mm-hmm. In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
verboten,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people. Hey,
it's me.
He made it up.
No, Buzzy.
Yeah.
Buzz, what is your lead story on the news and comments today?
Today we begin with a question. After killing his wife, how long should a man wait before watching a porno?
How did...
I can't give you a theory on that. I have to think about that.
This obviously is about someone who's maybe... Was it after she's dead or after you've killed her?
Oh, well, this is after she's dead.
After she's dead?
Yes.
How long is it acceptable to...
Yes.
You want an answer now?
Acceptable.
Or?
No, you can think about it and tell me when we come back.
As soon as the hearse leaves.
So right away. Oh, you of wisdom.
Is that... Was it... Oh, I get it.
It's good news for Scott Peterson.
Okay, I get what you're saying.
So he did something bad. Maybe.
It's not necessarily the answer. You weren't really looking for an answer.
It was a rhetorical question.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you know why, Buzz? I'm retarded. That's why I got that wrong.
Are you retarded?
I am.
It's not a rhetorical question. Are you retarded?
Yes. Listen, we're going to give away the money, I hope, right now.
All right.
With the secret sound. 877-365-3636. We purposely, as that lady that was listening all the whole show knows, we're doing the contest later today.
Mm-hmm.
$1,300 if you can identify the common everyday sound. 877-365-3636. We'll take the 100th caller.
Stay tuned for news and comments
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
The Mike Show. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
A colossal waste of time.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
I hear that. It's time for Buzz's News now. Are you happy, lady? You hear that?
Yeah, here he is.
Buzz's News. Brought to you by Viramax, the world's number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer. Oops, disregard that.
Someone call for a doctor?
Doctor developed clinically tested Viramax, available at retailers nationwide. Call 1-888-TRI-VMAX. All right, stand by there, Buzz.
All right.
With a story about how long it would be acceptable to watch a porno after you kill your wife.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to call in number 100 and... Right, yeah. Don and Mike Show, turn down that radio, please. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, you are the 100th caller, the century caller. What is your name?
Scott.
Hi, Scott. Where are you from?
Salt Lake City.
Beautiful. Listening on KALL. For being caller 100, you've won the HBO Entourage prize pack. A decent show and a decent prize pack. An all-new episode Sunday night at 10, 9 Central on home box office. Now, the secret sound is a common everyday sound. Have you heard us play it before?
I have, yeah.
All right, here are your clues. Hygiene,
mm-hmm.
Personal hygiene,
right.
Bob the intern, and alcohol. Shall I give this guy the new clue?
Yes, yeah, you're overdue with the new clue.
Here's the new clue.
Mm-hmm.
Forget the clue about alcohol.
Ah, good clue. Yeah, good clue.
That was Rob's clue.
Sure, if you want to throw him off.
Forget, just really, focus on the clues that I gave you.
Right.
Which are hygiene, personal hygiene, and Bob the intern. forget alcohol.
Take it out of your mind.
Although technically, yes. Okay. By the rule of the law of the land. The law, yeah, right. Where the rubber meets the road, whatever. Here we go. $1,300. Good luck.
Caller, name this sound.
Here it comes at you. There is the sound. Now, Rob, just hold on. We'll give you a couple seconds to think about it. Just in case, get the happy music.
Okay.
Just in case the guy wins. You never know.
Gypsies, traps, and thieves.
Yeah. See you in Branson, Mike.
Yes, I'm excited about it.
For $1,300, what is the sound?
Boy, you know, I'm going to have to go with...
Come on.
Come on.
Dropping your toothbrush in a garbage can.
Oh, God. Well, that means Rob's happy.
Yeah, that's Rob's happy music.
And I got a question for you, my friend.
Are you retarded?
Oh, really?
It's not a rhetorical question.
No.
Are you retarded?
Of course, that is 100%.
Oh, we're sorry.
Wrong as rain.
Sorry about that.
That means tomorrow we play for $1,400.
Oh,
and don't forget that every guess is a clue for you.
Clue for you.
Thank you for listening in Salt Lake City.
Thanks, Don and Mike.
700 KALL. I hear you hear that station everywhere. I don't mean that everybody's listening to it. I mean, you go everywhere. You pick the station up everywhere.
Any chance? Any chance of another clue tomorrow, perhaps?
Yes.
A clue that might be helpful?
Yes. Yes. Good. Although, really, if you just think about... Rob, step away from the microphone.
Tomorrow's clue is yes, alcohol.
No one has more joy in his heart than Rob. when a listener loses a contest.
You love to hate.
Yeah, don't take away what I love.
I know.
You love to hate. Can I tell you something? That's what I find so alluring. I say one thing, but I feel the other in my heart.
Yes, yes, yes.
My heart is black for you, Rob. Tomorrow we'll play for $1,400. That's big money. That's like $1,400.
That's exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
$1,400.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah.
Well, okay, rub it in my face, college guy. Okay.
$1,400. That is 1,400 American dollars.
Mm-hmm.
That's 1,400 singles.
Shocker. You are a college man.
I am indeed.
How many pennies, Mike?
I don't see. You probably know that better than I do.
Rob would know that instantly.
I would guess 14,000. That might be 140,000.
It's 5,600 quarters.
Right.
How many?
Pennies and $1,400, $340,000.
How many quarters?
5,600. Or 11,200 bits.
Wow.
If a quarter is
shut up.
You got to be on bits.
I get a shave and a haircut. Two bits. Yeah. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. When you're accused of killing your wife, man, they look at everything. They looked at Scott Peterson's satellite TV bill, and they saw he'd canceled the Playboy channel and added two hardcore porn channels to his dish 3 weeks after his very pregnant wife vanished.
He likes the garbage can.
The garbage can. Scott's lawyers tried to keep the jury from hearing that. They say it does more to prejudice the jury than it does to enlighten them. In fact, they call it, the lawyers call it, character assassination, but the judge ruled the jury would hear this, and probably today. Prosecutors say it backs their claim that Scott didn't want a baby, that instead he wanted to continue his affair with a massage therapist in Fresno.
Don, I find that in times of greatest stress,
yes,
I look.
Feel the need.
I feel the need, and I look to the magic satellite dish occasionally.
So it's good for stress.
Yeah, it is indeed.
I would think if you killed your wife, probably. You know, go with something you've already got in the home.
Mm-hmm.
Go with the DVD, something that, you know, they're not going to be
on
able
the
to
DL.
Trace. Now, let's say, you know, God forbid.
Go downstairs into the basement, go into one of your unused golf bags and get out something that...
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Now the secret's out.
Oh, I've got to reevaluate.
But God forbid that you're pruning a tree, you know, and that you accidentally drop the chainsaw as we were, and you cut off your wife's head.
Mm.
You know, then I think it's acceptable. Mm. Same day.
Yeah.
To order porno.
I would think so.
Yeah. For the grief.
One. And in extreme cases, you know, it's okay to pull out the 8mm.
Yes, once in a while.
Every once in a while.
Those oldies but goodies.
Just right.
Classic TV. 1 + 1 + 1 =
Anyway, hold on. About Scott Peterson?
Yes.
Here's my thought about it, because he's on TV always.
Yes.
With his candy cake hair, mm-hmm. his frosted hair. I think, I don't know anything about the case. Like everybody, he's guilty of sin. But all of the evidence is it's
that's garbage.
It's simply stuff that's convenient. I mean, mm-hmm. it doesn't prove that he killed her because he ordered pornos 9 days after
you know,
she was pronounced.
No, it doesn't prove that.
We're all amateur. It's all circumstantial.
We're amateur lawyers, and the thing is, I would think that would not be admissible. Why? How would that? I mean, you could object and say it's not relevant. It isn't.
Everything they got on the guy, as far as I can tell, is circumstantial. Now, it all points to the fact he's guilty of sin. Oh, and listen, as long as we're on the topic, we just had the guy from Salt Lake City.
Right.
Could there be a worse name for that woman whose crazy husband killed her than hacker?
Yeah.
I mean,
that's unfortunate.
I mean, I don't mean that, Rob. You know what?
I love a pun.
I know. I can't, say this while I'm looking at you.
Okay,
but I saw you smile.
And that's done now, right? That case is done.
Yeah. Oh,
from the guy who confessed.
He confessed, and they got like video of him going into a convenience store with blood all over his hands.
Still no body, right? They haven't found any body.
He confessed to somebody that he dumped her in a landfill, and I guess I don't know how things work in that type of work, but they said the dogs would not be available yet until Friday. the landfill.
Well, they need time off too.
The dogs. Yeah. Who let the dogs out?
Yeah, they're playing. Well, I mean, it's so popular now. They're playing poker,
and it's vacation season. I want to go out on a limb. I'm going to say Scott Peterson will be found not guilty, but still found stupid.
Yeah,
he's stupid.
Yeah. I think he's going
to
walk.
I don't think they're going to be able to make it stick.
He's going to get off as well because that's the best. That's like the best evidence they have. Okay, he ordered pornos after she was dead.
I think what you're going to see, you know, a la CSI, we talked one time about so many juries are acquitting people because they don't have the same evidence that they see on CSI.
Right.
I think eventually you're just going to get more and more of the technology where you're not going to have as many chances for these guys to walk.
Yeah, I think we will see that. Now some math. 1 + 1 + 1.
Three. Got it.
That's right.
I didn't go to college.
Add 5.
8.
You get 8. Take away 3.
5.
Back down to 5. This is the math behind the fathering reportedly being done by Michael Jackson. Recently, we heard reports denied by Jackson that a California woman is pregnant with quadruplets sired by Jacko.
Jacko.
And this you should not do. You should not say he's an animal. He's a. Should Jacko. Not say he's Jacko.
Jacko. Jacko.
I'm not a Jacko.
I'm not a Jacko.
Jackson. How do you feel?
I never let it run past that point.
Now we're hearing from this California woman that Michael wanted 8 kids, that she was artificially inseminated with Michael's seed and 5 implanted embryos.
My seed.
Yeah, can I just say something again about another dope that's on a trial for his life?
Uh-huh.
How is it that every day we end up playing this game?
This you should not do. You should not say he's an animal. Should not say he's Jacko. Not a Jacko.
Yeah, we play the tape because every day something else incredibly stupid about this pedophile comes out in the news.
I don't think you should call me a pedophile. You should call me a Jacko.
Jacko.
Jacko. That tape is like 9 years old and it sat under piles of dust until 2 months ago.
Jacko.
Every day. Now we have it out here.
Jacko. The woman says the object was to make 5 more kids to go with the 3 Michael already has for a total of 8.
Ah, that's why you gave us the math quiz.
But one of the embryos didn't take, which left her pregnant with 4. Now we hear she's lost 2 of the fetuses, leaving 2 babies growing inside her, which would bring Michael's total to 5.
I won't be able to duplicate my favorite TV show.
8 is enough.
I love Van Patten.
But it's brought Michael's total to 5, the Jackson 5.
Oh! Get out of here. And now when you say she lost the embryos,
yes.
Do you mean she lost them or I mean did she misplaced them?
No, she lost them.
She lost
them. They're no longer
alive. Kind of a miscarriage.
Yes, on those 2.
What's this guy's name, this tool? Is it Grant Goodeve?
Yeah.
Grant Goodeve, everybody, with the theme to 8 is enough.
That's how I want to make my family.
How you doing, Jacko?
Don't call me Jacko.
Jacko.
Jacko, but fill my house with love.
8 is enough to fill our lives with love.
Are you retarded?
Are you?
It's kind of a rhetorical question. Are you retarded?
And they grow up so fast.
Okay, turn that off.
It's hard to believe Mary Kay Letourneau's kids would be 5 and 7 years old already, but they are. Their mom gets out of prison today after serving a lot of hard time for statutory rape.
Baby!
After a consensual relationship with a student who was, at the time, 12 years old.
I was reading something. What part of the country is this from? Like Seattle?
Washington, yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Something at one of the papers up there in the great Pacific Northwest, mm-hmm. About how she hired a gigantic lesbian. This not
to protect her?
Yeah, the first day she got to jail, she scouted it out.
That's what we reported Martha Stewart's friends were advising her to do.
Right, yeah. Find the biggest lesbian.
To protect her?
Mm-hmm. And that's how she's been able to survive these, however many years it is she's been in prison while he's been growing. You know,
she wasn't really
hair down there.
In those days, she was not an unattractive woman.
No, not
so,
at
I mean,
all.
I would imagine that she would be preyed upon if she went into prison, so it probably wasn't a bad call.
Right.
But the young man's a legal adult now with an agent and a lawyer.
An agent.
And his lawyer is asking that...
First thing he should get is a good goddamn haircut.
His lawyer is asking that the court order that keeps Mary Kay away from him be lifted so they can discuss how to raise their kids.
I'm telling you, that boy is weird looking. I'm not kidding.
Right now, the young man his mother has the job of raising the kids. As for the court order, neither Mary Kay nor her young lover will say whether they plan to start seeing each other in the past. Both have described their relationship as love.
And how old is he now?
He is now 19.
19 years old.
Right.
Yeah, and prison's not been kind to her.
No.
And I would disagree. I don't think she was any beauty queen when she was a teacher. She kind of looked at me
I didn't think she was unattractive. No,
she kind of looked at me
today.
Like Dr. Laura Schlesinger is who I think she looked like.
I thought she was better looking than
me.
The problem is there were several different pictures of her, like about four or five.
True, right.
And two of them weren't so good.
But no matter how she looked going in, she does not look good coming out.
Oh, and I never thought I would say this about Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Mm. Incidentally, nice radio career. We're more happening than she is.
Ha ha!
But I did see her interviewed on television about her new book, and I have to say, I agree with her. But it's another one of these books about marriage.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, what she's saying is, what you girls have to do is treat your men better.
Mm-hmm.
That she says a lot of marriages are breaking up because, how you doing? Oh, Mike, I didn't realize we'd have that reaction.
Dear. I'm sorry.
You've made him cry again.
You're proclaimed.
Oh, God, you've done it to me twice today.
So many shows we have. It's laughter, then it's tears, then it's tears, then it's laughter.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you about it tomorrow.
Thank you. Another time.
Buzz, what's next?
Up next, a little item from our Mom Always Liked You Best department.
I got to go to the John.
Frida, listen to this.
This is Frida, and I live to please my husband.
Amen.
Yeah, listen to Dr. Laura Frida. Please, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
800-394-4611.
Right. Hey, we're all guilty of scrolling through the cell phone trying to find a number while driving.
Yeah, most of the time we get away with it, but considering what can happen when you take your eyes off the road for just a moment, it's really not worth the risk, is it?
Depends who I'm calling. No, that's not the script. Fortunately, you have OnStar Personal Calling, and that lets the cellular hardware that's already installed in your OnStar vehicle, you use it to make and receive calls. It's hands-free, and you don't have to screw around with a cell phone.
That's it. Rather than scroll through a list of numbers, all you do is call on the name tag of the number you want to call, like office or home or Frida, or just the numbers themselves.
Or maybe your pet name for Frida.
Mm-hmm.
OnStar is available on more than 50 GM models, from Saturns to Cadillacs. I've got it in my car, and I do have voice activated for everybody on the show.
The Safe and Sound plan...
And my family, all with cute pet names.
As I was saying, the Safe and Sound plan costs only $16.95 a month after the first year.
Excuse me, restaurant man. No, that's the name on the phone.
Restaurant man?
Restaurant man.
Restaurant man.
Go to OnStar.com.
The Don and Mike Show.
No, I'll be honest with you.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Listen, rinse, repeat. The Don and Mike Show.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
I was alone and I took a ride.
We were just doing a live commercial for OnStar. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we were.
Right. And I've got the personal calling in my car. So does Mike, where you press the button.
Right.
And part of the commercial is you can give nicknames to people.
Sure, right.
You don't have to, like, I've got it programmed in that I can say call home.
Mm-hmm.
But for instance,
home.
For Mike, it's the what it says, I don't say call Mike. I don't say call Mike O'Mara.
Right.
I say call Look Around Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it doesn't know that Look Around Cafe is your cell phone.
Right.
But it's just the easiest way for me, I say, dial Look Around Cafe.
Because if you, doing it that way, don't you find that if you have like the one syllable names,
it asks you to repeat
it. It can get them a little confused.
I just want to say, it had a problem. I wanted Rob's to be Adolf.
Right.
And the OnStar thing would come back, don't recognize name.
Right.
Can you say it slower?
Adolf!
So now Rob's is just Rob.
Rob.
But you are Look Around Cafe.
Look Around Cafe, because it's got that many syllables, it's actually pretty recognizable.
Yeah. And it's funny because it repeats it back.
Yes.
Dialing Look Around Cafe.
Right, and I always answer, hey now.
Do what my dad does. He uses that voice dial on his phone, and he always uses the word a-hole when he talks to the operator. Just makes him feel better.
Your name, sir?
Yeah, he says, call Rob on his cell. And then, you know, because he says, calling Rob. Is this right? Yes, a-hole.
A-hole.
Anyway, here is Michael Elston.
Yes.
That's the speed dial?
Yeah. Is that his, Michael Elston?
Here's another thing. When I said buzz, I got do not recognize.
Right.
So I said Michael Elston. And that's now how on the OnStar calling.
We had that same problem at Universal Studios when E.T. tried to say my name.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. When we were all on the E.T. ride.
Right.
The one where it takes your picture and says, hi, buzz. But he wouldn't. And as I recall, we tried to get E.T. to say some nasty stuff, too, when we were down at Universal Studios.
That word not recognized.
Well, we left off with Mary Kay Letourneau, who was a teacher involved with a student. Now,
Hot for teacher.
Now from our Mom Always Liked You Best department, a British mom is going to prison after admitting she'd had sex with her 18-year-old son.
Are you retarded?
The unemployed woman says she was lying on a bed with the son watching a video. No word on what kind of video. But she says her son had a panic attack, and she says she cuddled him to comfort him, and one thing led to another.
I know that we don't do the type of show we used to,
right?
But we do have a tape now of the encounter between the mother and the son.
Oh, wonderful.
All right.
Please hide your children's ears.
Mother and son. There it is.
There you go. Sorry the kids had to hear that.
The 18-year-old son is one of her seven kids. Her lawyer says there's a history of abusive behavior in the family and that his client is just as much of a victim. Who says jury duty can't be fun? In Orlando, jurors will try to put on that smelly old Tigger costume from Disney World.
Oh.
It's the Tigger the Molester trial
the one you had about the,
this is
the
more.
Mascot.
This
molesting
just that
people.
Is gross. Gets better and better.
Okay.
In the Tigger the Molester trial, in which one of the costume wearers got fired and arrested for allegedly groping a 13-year-old girl while on the job. The jurors will try on the suit, which is now evidence, to check out his claim that in the suit you can't tell where your hands are or what they're doing.
I'm just thinking about the smell factor of that suit.
I think really they wouldn't have to try the hands at all. All they have to do is breathe deep.
This trial could not get any more, pardon the expression, goofy. Disney lawyers...
Hey, us with a Mad Lib.
Disney lawyers are there to protect Tigger's image. They want the suit dyed either white or black and have the ears cut off so that children won't be traumatized.
Disney lawyers.
And
God damn.
The lawyer representing the guy in this case?
Yes.
Still works. This lawyer
works
part-time at Disney World.
He does.
As Tigger.
I do.
Oh, that's
Tigger.
Weird.
Yeah.
Very.
How are you?
How are you?
This is Donald E. from Esquire.
I can't possibly move my hands.
Hi, children. Did I molest you?
Do me a favor. Dye it white and cut the ears off.
Hello, children. This is Tigger. Stay cool. Stay cool.
Stay cool. Stay cool.
Thank you.
In sports, the alleged victim in the Kobe Bryant case is considering dropping the criminal charges and suing the NBA star. Instead, that would keep her sexual history
out of the case in a civil suit.
And it's got to be a victory for Kobe, I would think.
Yeah. Prosecutors are worried.
Because now what they're finding, they're finding stuff in her underpants. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not a joke. They're finding proof that after she had the alleged, you know, whatever it was, whether it was consensual or not with Kobe.
Then she went out and had sex with other guys.
She felt good enough to go out and see some other people.
And finally, Connecticut farmer Joseph Smith was having a hard time getting rid of the geese that ravaged his corn crop. Joe's farm is just outside of prison, and they don't allow cannons or gunfire anywhere near the prison, so he can't use that method to scare off the geese. So Joe took the white environmental suits that he and the boys wear to spray pesticides on the crops, and he used those white suits with their white hoods as scarecrows.
Oh, now hold on a second. African-American
prison guards didn't like what they saw outside the bars. They said the scarecrows looked too much like Ku Klux Klansmen.
Put them over there.
Farmer Joe says that's not what he intended, that he doesn't have a racist bone in his body.
Farmer Joe.
Joe, just put the suit on a stick.
He's now taken down the hooded scarecrows. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. No. Yep, that's it, Mike. No. We had a split. Tomorrow, all good at Secret Sound, $1,400. Serious money. Plus on tomorrow's show, Inside NASCAR. Got to admit, I'm a neck and heart. I love it.
Sure.
Dale Earnhardt Incorporated.com. Join us. Talk about selling dolls and other stuff and weird stuff like that. Jane Shane from E! Style with a new show, Diary of an Affair, and that guy, the singing senator. All right. Our thanks today to Tyler Ramsey from Fox. Please go to Fox.com. Tell them you're with the Don and Mike Show and you'd like to sign your family up for trading spouses.
Yes, once the system's uncrashed, you'll be able to get on it.
That's it. We'll see you tomorrow with the new episode. Good day to you, sir.
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 And you. A dog. Dial a dog.
Could you repeat this?
Dial. And finally, it's just dial Rob.
Number not recognized.
That's it. We got to go.
The proof is in the pudding.
Are you talking about the Kobe thing?
No.
You're talking to... Yeah, okay. Right.
Eat your peas.
Right, what Rob said.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been today. And let me leave you swinging.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show. WKFK.
Oh, and I forgot to say, please stay tuned for the best nighttime show in America, Ron and Fez.
They're good.
Next on WJFK and Live 105. I don't think we're even on there anymore, right? They cut the network thing?
Yeah.
And Tampa Bay. Okay. And now, the green button.
Too busy to meet new friends?
Baby.
The WJFK Dateline can change your life. Log on to WJFK.matchlink.com.
WJFK's Don and Mike Show is brought to you by our partner, AOL for Broadband. Hello?